Ladies and gentlemen, it's Friday night, which means it's Caveman Football on KJO Radio. Get ready for all the play-by-play action with your host, Chuck Benson. This epic showdown on the gridiron, presented by the Insurance Lounge. Shop, compare, and buy coverage for all your insurance needs. Insurance Lounge. Insurance simplified.
Welcome to Mel Ingram, ladies and gentlemen. Let's set the scene for you, courtesy of Robco Incorporated. They're the filler-up company, from quarry rock to all the fill material, plus all the expertise to do it for you. A couple of things that I need to get ready to do right here off at the start of things. In terms of what's going on here, if you look out your window, you're assured of the weather conditions. If you're listening from a far distance, it's fall weather. That means we've got a light drizzle, have been most of the afternoon. It's going to be wet out there. It is also senior night. And they're going to do that as we speak here. The football players have created a corridor coming down from the end zone at the common side, and they're just beginning to introduce the seniors now. I'm going to run down the seniors for the Grants Pass football team. Number 2, Weston Berg. Number 3, Nate Bassett. Number 5, Reed Rhodes. Number 6, Ty Dungy. Number 7, Brendan Ely. And number 8 is Brendan Shaw. Number 18, Jet Stewart. Number 21, Dominguez. Number 44, Kane Evans. Number 51, Andrew Hamilton. Number 52, Dylan Mandaba. Number 62, Colton Markey. At number 64 is Ethan Tetzloff. Congratulations, seniors, playing your final senior home game during the regular season here. There's one other thing that I have to do. In my absence, filling in most adequately was Zach Morgan. We want to thank him very much for his efforts in keeping his coming to you, playing, showing a great expertise and professionalism. Did I say all that right?
I mean, better than I could have.
So welcome back, everybody. More after this from Robco. I say more after this from Robco.
Are you looking to have your driveway redone? Is your parking lot filled with dangerous potholes and unseemly cracks? Since 1962, Robco has been your premier paving, excavating, and grading contractor in Southern Oregon. Whether you have a residential, commercial, or industrial paving project, Robco's experienced team is ready to go to work for you. Call them at 476-2132. That's 476-2132. Family owned and operated. Robco Incorporated, CCB number 67663.
Now, in terms of, we mentioned that it's going to be a little damp tonight. So, in the stands, we see lots of slickers and umbrellas going to be the garb of the night. For the student section, underneath the coverage side, it is a fight cancer night. Everybody is wearing pink on that side, or at least certainly in the student section. That's the scene as we get set to get this football game underway with the Grants Pass Cavemen hosting the Sheldon Irish in a game that has certainly some meaning for the Grants Pass Cavemen, as they are now 4-3 on the season and right in the playoff hunt, trying to figure out if they're going to be in the championship bracket or in the Columbia Cup, and two games to decide that yet. So those are some of the things on the line tonight as the recognition of seniors continues. Tell you what we'll do, ladies and gentlemen. That's the scene. Stay tuned for word from head coach Matt Kennedy after this 1 minute Caveman timeout.
For more than 50 years, Abby's Legendary Pizza has been a go-to spot for post-game gatherings. Whether celebrating a big win or the achievement of competing well with their teammates, young athletes and their families know exactly what they'll find at Abby's. Our own team of dedicated employees, serving up delicious traditional-style pizza in a friendly atmosphere. So, good luck this season, athletes. Compete well. We'll see you after the game at Abby's. A legendary pizza tradition. Yum.
A recent Clouser Drilling customer shares her experience.
This is Susan from Griffin Creek. And listen, if you need a new well, I want you to call Clouser Drilling right away. They were absolutely fantastic. Everything from locating the water to the drilling process itself. Their staff was top-notch, thorough, professional, on time, precise, friendly. Answered all my questions, and believe me, I had a lot of them. You won't regret it. Call Clouser Drilling.
Visit ClouserDrilling.com.
Time now for word from head coach Matt Kennedy, courtesy of our good friends at the Indoor Airman. And coach, coming off a tough loss last weekend, no offense in the first half, good defense, turn the offense on in the second half. What were you working on after that game in order to get ready?
Well, I mean, really, it's a matter in tough losses like that. What's the mentality of the kids when they're coming back in? And the answer is it was great. you know, the kids turn the page on it. We use some film time on Monday to address just a handful of plays that could have determined the outcome of that game, and that happens in football all the time. And then shifted our gears right away to getting ready for Sheldon this week.
All right, so do you like youngsters with a long memory or a short memory?
In sports, you got to have a short memory. And in life, honestly, mm-hmm. But whether it's good or bad, that next play is looming, and you got to be ready for that one.
All right, so you're saying that they adjusted well and are ready.
Yeah, I feel like we had a good week of practice this week. Morale's up, and spirits are high, and the kids are ready to come out and play again.
Okay, do they have their water wings on?
They hopefully do, yeah. Yeah, I'm checking right now. I'm checking every little bit what's the weather going to be
all right.
Kickoff.
All right, well, we'll talk about what's coming up when, in terms of the Sheldon Irish when we come back right after this word from our good friends at the Indoor Airman.
Is your home energy efficient? Poorly sealed windows, lack of insulation, hidden holes in your attic, your basement, and crawl space can mean you're paying to cool or heat the outdoors. Don't do that. Keep money in your pocket and call for an energy audit today with Indoor Airman. Plus, the higher the energy score is on your home, the better resale value you have. 541-295-3204. Indoor Airman, your energy conservation specialist.
Tell me about these Irish coming out of Sheldon High School. This is not the Irish team that we're used to seeing. You know, we don't have a Division I quarterback there anymore right now. And quite frankly, we understand that they even are short on personnel and had to combine both freshman and JV games for the game last night. Is that right?
They did, yeah. They reached out pretty late in the game on Wednesday and said they were going to have to cancel their JV game. So we tried to make the most of it yesterday. We paired all of our sophomores and all of our freshmen and played a game yesterday out on Mel Ingram and kind of sold it as, hey, this is the future of K-Man football. Let's go out there and have fun. And that was great. At the varsity level, they're young. I mean, in some ways, much like us, I think they have 14 seniors, and we got 12. So they started.
They've also got about 9 freshmen, I think. So
yeah, they've got a few. Yeah. I think they just put them on. I don't think many of them play. Mm-hmm. One does. Both sides of the ball. He's a pretty good football player. But you know, it's same coaches, it's same scheme, it's same Sheldon. We talk about they're going to be disciplined, they're going to be well coached, they're going to run some tricky stuff, but they're going to do it with the average high school kid instead of the college-bound offensive line.
All right. What kind of tricky stuff, Coach?
For them?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, they've notoriously come out in that bunch formation, and they fake handoff 3 times, have the quarterback duck down, and then throw some sort of pass off the top of it. Things like that you just always expect from the freshmen. I think yesterday in the freshman game, they ran the same double pass that they've ran in every freshman game for I don't know how long. Thankfully, overthrew the kid and missed it. But you always got to expect something like that when you're playing Sheldon.
All right, now we'll get back to the varsity level here. How can you score on them?
Well, the idea is use the variety of talent and weapons that we have. Our goal is to establish the run game again and win that line of scrimmage. Their size, they're not as big as the teams we've been playing, but at the same time, with smaller size comes a different challenge, and that's they're going to be quick off the ball, and they're going to cut and try and dive into our linemen's legs. And so it's a different challenge, but it's one in which we're saying to ourselves, we got to be able to hand the ball to Trayton and Weston and run the football, especially if it's wet.
So you want to, again, establish the run, particularly here in this particular weather situation. All right, so control of the line of scrimmage, that really comes down to it, doesn't it?
It does, yeah.
All right, at most any football game.
True, very true.
All right, and with that wet weather, one of your, a lot of your offense, the explosive plays have come through the air. Rosetta to Trailer to Hill to Bowen. How is this going to affect tonight?
That remains to be seen. You know, I mean, like I've said, it's raining on the other sidelines too, and they like to throw the ball probably more than we do. So if it has an impact on the game, it's going to impact both teams. And you just accept in situations like that where those plays may be fewer and far between, but they're going to happen, and we got to be the ones that make them.
One key to tonight's game, is it going to be your defense or the offense of your running game?
You know, I'd like to say it's going to be that team effort. And hopefully we can put together a quality game on both sides of the football, and that's what it's going to take to beat a team as down as they may be. To beat the Sheldon Irish, something that Grants Pass High School has only done a couple of times, it's going to take a complete game by us.
It's our turn, Coach.
It's our turn.
All right. Thank you very much to all of you. Stay tuned. We'll be back with more right after this one-minute Caveman timeout.
From the woods to the fields to the gridiron, Black Flag Armory is proud to support all sports enthusiasts. Outfit yourself with all the proper gear for a successful hunting season with proper accessories, scopes, cases, slings, cleaning accessories, all the popular ammunitions, plus the hard-to-find ones. Black Flag is more than hunting with everyday carry guns and accessories available on Redwood Avenue Monday through Saturday in front of the Cedarwood. Then hurry in from the field for Friday night kickoff with the Caveman.
Tired of the insurance runaround? At Insurance Lounge, we do things differently. Open 7 days a week, we make it easy to get coverage when it works for you. Our licensed agents, non-commissioned. That means no pressure, just honest advice tailored to your needs. And as an independent broker, we shop multiple top carriers to find the best value on home and auto, Medicare and health, even help with retirement solutions to protect your hard-earned savings. With 4 locations in Oregon, visit your local stores in Grants Pass or Medford today. Your one-stop shop for all your insurance needs.
Welcome back, everyone. We've just completed the national anthem here. I want to make sure that we get all the love we need to for the indoor airmen. They can help you save on your heating and cooling, delivering a healthier indoor environment to their neighbors. The indoor airmen now happening on the field right now. Yeah, the band has taken the field after the national anthem. They have formed a corridor to honor their seniors, and that's going on as we speak. I want to get all of these recognitions out of the way so the teams really have a chance to get warm and ready to play. So it's time now for the starting lineups, courtesy of Farmers Building Supply. Grab your project list and head to Farmers. They have it all. Doors, windows, lumber, decking, where Dell Road meets the Redwood Highway. That's Farmers Building Supply. Defense starters tonight. We expect on the nose guard, number 50, Titan Davis. Number 54 and number 53 are the defensive end. That's Riley Wallace and Deshaun Stenson. Defensive tackle, Elijah Henderson. Corners are Tyler Meek and Ty Dungy. Linebackers, Parker Howell, Trayton Powers, and Nate Bassett. Safeties are Reed Rhodes and Brevik Hill. And we'll give you the offensive starters after this word from our good friends at Farmers Building Supply.
Farmers Building Supply, your local do-it-best stores in Grants Pass and Cave Junction, is proud to sponsor the Grants Pass Cavemen. We love the excitement of supporting our local athletes, whether at home or taking the competition on the road. No matter whether a home or away game, you can always catch us supporting our Grants Pass Cavemen, just like Grants Pass supports our family-owned store. Go Cavemen! Farmers Building Supply, creating confident solutions together for your home, farm, and ranch.
Welcome back. Offensive starters tonight. First of all, at center, number 53, Deshaun Stenson. The guards are number 62, Colton Markley, and number 50, Titan Davis. The tackles, number 54, Riley Wallace, and Elijah Henderson wearing, or Henderson, Hernandez, pardon me, wearing number 55. A fullback, number 18, Jet Stewart. The receivers, number 3, Nate Bassett, number 11, Brevik Hill, and number 4, James Traylor. Running back, number 9, Trayton Powers, and the quarterback, number 10, is Jordan Rosetta. Ladies and gentlemen, that's a starting lineup courtesy of Farmers Building Supply. And stay tuned to the keys to tonight's game right after this one-minute Caveman timeout.
It's fall, and you know what that means. It's time for pumpkin spice and everything nice. Come into Kelly's Automotive Service in Grants Pass and Medford for your pumpkin spice oil change. You thought 1040 weight oil was great. Wait till you try our special blend with cinnamon and nutmeg. Okay, we don't really have pumpkin spice oil changes. We do have the ability to keep your manufacturer's warranty in effect, a great coffee, snacks, Wi-Fi, comfortable waiting rooms, and the best staff around. Kelly's Automotive Service, where we service your vehicle but take care of you.
Tired of driving down that rough and bumpy driveway?
Let Moser Paving smooth out your driveway with grading, gravel, and some smooth and beautiful paving. Moser has been paving the way since 1965, so call the company that does it all. Utilities, demolition, leveling, rock deliveries, and of course, paving. Call the pros at Moser Paving, 479-2424. And don't forget to call Moser for your next rock delivery. That's 479-2424. Remember, 479-2424.
Keys to tonight's game brought to you by Plaza Sewing and Vacuuming. And at this point, well, once again, Zach, just thanks for the last couple of weeks.
We
really, really appreciate your stepping up and handling that in the way that you did it. In the meantime, though, talking about tonight's football game, if you just look at records, Grants Pass should be heavily favored. It's our field. There is the situation on the field. We're not in a downpour, but everything's going to be wet tonight. How big a factor is that going to be?
I'm kind of with Coach Candy. I think both teams are going to have to deal with the same weather. And so I high school football players should be accustomed to wet football. I know you don't get to practice on it much. I know you don't get to necessarily feel those in-game situations, especially with the weather involved. But both teams have to play for it. And if you want to play playoff football, which every team starts at the beginning of the year, obviously hoping for that, if you're going to play in the playoffs in Oregon, you're going to get wet.
You're
going to
play in the weather.
Absolutely. So, I mean, this is just a precursor, you know, for hopefully the cavemen, obviously, to build towards the playoffs at this point. But, I think if you let the weather affect you, then you don't deserve to be in the playoffs, in my opinion.
Coach Kennedy emphasized establishing the run game, and with wet weather out there, that is even more and more important. And that goes down to the line play, control of the line of scrimmage. And this is the first time, I think, that Grant's pass has been bigger on the offensive line.
Yeah, I mean, we were just watching Sheldon warm up, and I think this is, like you said, the first time the cavemen are actually maybe not bigger, but I think it's actually equal at least. And so I think the cavemen finally need to establish, you know, the line of scrimmage early, because that's been the one kind of thing, kind of, you know, the blaring red flag for the cavemen the last couple weeks has been the lack of a running game. I mean, Trayton Powers, all you need to do is give him a crease, but when he's getting the football and getting hit almost simultaneously, it takes away their RPO game, it takes away their running game in general, and then teams are able just to sit back. And when teams are able just to sit back, it makes guarding, even though how fast our receivers and our athleticism is, it makes guarding those guys, I mean, almost easy, because you can either sit back in the zone, or something we've seen the last couple weeks out of a lot of teams has been a man press coverage, and the cavemen have not handled the man press with a blitz on the backside, and it's been ugly. So you got to get Powers the ball early. You have to establish the line of scrimmage. And if you do those things early, it gives the cavemen a chance to kind of run away with this thing. But if you don't and you become a one-trick pony, again, the cavemen are going to be in trouble like we've seen the last couple weeks.
Now, the running game for Grant's Pass, with Powers being really stymied in the last couple of games, I understand they've really loaded the box against him. I've put 8 men on the line of scrimmage here.
Yeah, it's been something we, you know, I didn't expect to see, especially traveling the couple weeks that I've been on the road. It was weird to see 8 guys in the box with press coverage, not just man coverage. We're talking press coverage in your face on the outside. It's something we haven't seen anybody handle. And the physicality, you know, it kind of, you got to go back. And I think Coach Kennedy and I kind of talked about it a little bit last week before we ended up seeing what Sprague ended up doing. But our receivers have got to handle that press coverage better. I know it's high school kids, but when you get a guy pressing your face, they got to do a better job of shucking the guy at the line of scrimmage, getting off of him to get open, because Rosetta's got to get rid of the ball fast, because with a press coverage comes blitz. And that's exactly what we saw from Sprague last week. It gave the offensive line fits from the beginning, but also it made Rosetta have pretty happy feet in the pocket. And so I would imagine, knowing that, you know, Sheldon definitely has the Silverton and the Sprague film, I would imagine, knowing they have those films, I would assume you're going to see Sprague load the box and bring pressure to make Rosetta uncomfortable. Because so far, last couple weeks, Rosetta's really struggled when he's been in the pocket, kind of like hearing footsteps almost at times when he didn't need to, and then almost holding the ball too long at times when the pressure was coming. And so we'll see what Sheldon decides to do, but obviously they are not Silverton. I would probably say they're not Sprague either, because Sprague was way more physical than I expected. And so, but even so, at 2-5, it's still Sheldon, and it's the one beast of the SWC, or now the, you know, the special district one or whatever it is. It's still the beast that, you know, other teams are conquering, but the cavemen have yet to conquer. And so they're still, you know, 48 minutes of football to come that the cavemen have to conquer before we can say that Sheldon is down.
Well, we'll have to see what the Sheldon Irish have the personnel to inflict any damage on that caveman running game. We'll be back with more right after this from Plaza Sewing and Vacuuming.
Savings and services available every day at Plaza Sewing and Vacuuming, along with all the supplies you need. Did you realize that knitting, quilting, crocheting, crafting, and sewing increases your mental acuity and physical dexterity? Everything you need is at Plaza, and always at Plaza's pleasing prices. Plus, Plaza's technicians are prepared to keep your vacuum at its peak with all the accessories you need. Open from 9:30 to 5 Monday through Friday, till 4 on Saturday, and noon to 4 on Sundays on 6th between H and I at Plaza Sewing and Vacuum.
Welcome back. We're talking about the Irish taking on the Grants Pass Cavemen here tonight and what to expect. And really with high school football, you can flip a coin. And but we speculate up here a lot. And continuing that speculation, if the running game gets going, that gives Rosetta the opportunity to really pick out some of his favorite receivers. He's got two favorites, certainly Hill and Trailer, but there are more receivers out there. He's got at least two or three more that can catch the ball and inflict damage. Has his vision been compromised the last couple of weeks?
Yeah, I think the pressure really got to him. I mean, the Silverton game, he took a couple really, really hard hits while getting rid of the football, some in his face so you can see him, some as a quarterback when they're the blind side. You know, when they're coming from the blind side and you don't see them, those are some of the worst hits to take from a quarterback. So I think not only is the pressure really gotten to him, but he's also, from my point of view, he's been locking onto Brevik Hill, which obviously Brevik Hill is one of the best safety blankets in our conference. I would look to him all I could as well. I'm not saying that's a bad thing.
No question.
But when you have the weapons that Grants Pass has, you have got to be able to read the entire defense because there's guys open. I thought there was a couple times last week he missed a Trailer in the middle of the field on a couple slants going to Hill. I think he gets a little bit too comfortable in knowing that Hill is going to be open. But also Hill did a good job of bailing him out a couple times because there was a couple throws deep in the corner that he would just kind of let go up in the air, and Hill, being such an incredible athlete, would go up in the midst of two guys and bring the ball down, so kind of bailing Rosetta out. So Rosetta has to just take a deep breath, get comfortable early in this game, and go back to reading defense, because the beginning of the year, it really felt like he was spreading the ball all across the field. You know, we were calling Bowen's name a lot, Trailer, obviously, Hill. You were getting powers out of the backfield, even not even in throwing situations. And then you got Bassett as the tight end in the middle of the field. We don't really see Jet Stewart. He's more in there for a blocking back so far. But he was doing a very good job of spreading the ball around to all of those individuals, whereas now lately it's kind of been the Trailer and Hill show as of late. And so if he will be comfortable with reading a defense and allow himself to not just lock on one person, this team is probably one of the most dangerous Grants Pass offenses that we have seen, honestly, since back to the, I think it was the 2014 team that went to the semifinal game. If he will get back to that and read the defense, he'll be much more better off. And then it also opens up for power. Everybody wants to say, you know, you have to establish the running game, which for most teams is true. But for whatever reason, this team, if he will just sit back in the pocket and Rosetta will just allow himself to throw to whoever is open, I think, honestly, the passing game with this group, for some reason, opens up the running game, which is completely backwards. But everybody is so concerned about powers right now that you have to get out of this comfort zone with, you know, everybody in the box. You got to break the box open, and the only way to do that is by spreading the ball around. And so I think Rosetta has to do a better job of that from the get-go tonight and kind of settle in. He's been a little antsy the last couple weeks.
Well, we've seen him perform brilliantly before. Has all of the makings to be a great, great quarterback. Last two games, probably a little different. Is that because of the extra pressure that has been placed on him? And we have seen him run a little bit. Do we expect him to use his legs more?
Yeah, I mean, last week we saw him do a good job of stepping up into the pocket at times and getting outside of the pocket and running, which I think is a key factor, because if they're going to load the box and the offensive line does a decent enough job of giving him enough time and there's nobody in the middle of the field because they're not spying him, then I think he's got to do a good job of stepping up and doing what he did last week. He doesn't need to be a running quarterback, but if there's nobody in his face, he needs to step up into that pocket and give himself the opportunity to become that running quarterback. And then on the flip side of that, I think, you know, the Caveman defense, you look at points the last couple weeks, I think everybody's like, well, the Caveman defense still gave up a whole bunch of points. But you look at the first half of football last week, it was 8-0 going into halftime. That Caveman defense was incredible in the first half. I mean, truly incredible. Gave the Caveman offense multiple, opportunities to score. But then with the way the Caveman kind of were lined up this year, you go 3-and-out, you go, you know, 4 and then a punt, or 4 and a turnover, and then another 3-and-out. A lot of our boys, especially the bigger ones out front, they're going two ways. I think it showed in the third quarter for the Cavemen with how much they were on defense. And so the offense has got to do a better job, because on offense you get a little bit more of a break in the huddle. You know, the offensive line has time to take the break, where on defense it's just, you know, you're You're just going for the quarterback or whatever you're doing. So I think the offense this week needs to help the defense because, in my opinion, the defense is getting better. I thought tackling was better last week. I think just truly in the second half they got tired. But the Cavemen offense can offset that if they will put drives together in the first half and score early.
All right, now, they did, in that game, did put together some offense. In fact, they had tied the game at the end of the third period at 14-all and then actually took the lead in the fourth period. That was short-lived after an interception.
Sure.
Kind of put the nail in the coffin. But like head coach Kennedy said, the kids seem to have a short memory, and that's a good thing.
Yeah, you have to have a short memory because, I mean, the Cavemen are sitting at 4-3. Irish are 2-5. The Cavemen are now sitting at number 16, which is kind of on that bubble, and you and I were talking about this before the game. The number 16 team in the state is going to get bumped out because I can't. You and I were trying to rack our brains, but there is a team up in one of the Portland leagues that is winning their league that is in the 20s ranking-wise. So what that will happen is that team will then bump up to the top 16 no matter what, and will bump out whoever is sitting at number 16 into the Columbia Cup. So right now the Cavemen kind of sit in that oh-no zone, which is where we obviously don't want them to be. So the Cavemen, unfortunately, they're in playoff mode starting this week. They have to win this week. And in my opinion, they're going to have to win next week on the road in West Salem to get into that OSAA Cup, which is what they desire for. They're not in any danger, in my opinion, if something happens this week or next week where they bump themselves out of the bracket in general. But if they want to get into the actual OSAA bracket, which is the top 16, they're going to have some work here this week and next week. But obviously, it's going to start with a tough Sheldon group. And like I said, they're going to have to prove to not only us, but the state of Oregon that, you know, this is a different Sheldon team and this is a different Cavemen team. And 48 minutes later, it will really see which Sheldon and which Grants Pass team we got to see tonight.
Keys to tonight's game brought to you by Plaza Sewing and Vacuuming, offering complete vacuum repair and supplies with all your sewing needs on 6th Street between H and I. That brought you the keys to tonight's game. They're meeting at the center of the field right now with the coin toss. We'll be back with more right after this 2-minute Caveman timeout.
Valvoline Instant Oil Change is still the one you can trust when it comes to all your vehicle maintenance. They provide oil change services as well as other services like serpentine belt replacement, transmission, and radiator service. Valvoline Instant Oil Change is your one stop for friendly, certified technicians and convenient drive-through service with no appointment necessary. They are still in that great and convenient location right next to Sea Casa Flores, the corner of the Parkway and F Street. Valvoline Instant Oil Change.
For more than 50 years, Abby's Legendary Pizza has been a go-to spot for post-game gatherings. Whether celebrating a big win or the achievement of competing well with their teammates, young athletes and their families know exactly what they'll find at Abby's. Our own team of dedicated employees, serving up delicious traditional style pizza in a friendly atmosphere. So good luck this season, athletes. Compete well. We'll see you after the game at Abby's. A legendary pizza tradition. Yum.
A recent Clouser Drilling customer shares her experience.
This is Susan from Griffin Creek. And listen, if you need a new well, I want you to call Clouser Drilling right away. They were absolutely fantastic. Everything from locating the water to the drilling process itself. Their staff was top-notch, thorough, professional, on time, precise, friendly. Answered all my questions, and believe me, I had a lot of them. You won't regret it. Call Clouser Drilling.
Visit ClouserDrilling.com.
Is your home energy efficient? Poorly sealed windows, lack of insulation, hidden holes in your attic, your basement, and crawl space can mean you're paying to cool or heat the outdoors. Don't do that. Keep money in your pocket and call for an energy audit today with Indoor Airman. Plus, the higher the energy score is on your home, the better resale value you have. 541-295-3204. Indoor Airman, your energy conservation specialist.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. The Irish won the toss. They will receive, and they'll be defending the goal, the A Street goal. They'll be driving left to right across your radio dial towards the Commons. The Grants Pass Cavemen coming onto the field right now. I think they've gone to the wrong side. Now they're going to the other side. All right. So they will be kicking off to the Sheldon Irish. We'll get things underway here momentarily as the two teams are deploying as we speak. Alejandro Leon is teeing up the football about 3 feet to the right of the Big X on the 40-yard line. Talked to that young man last night at the Caveman Corner over at the Beacon Drive, Abby's Pizza. Delightful young man. Also a sprinter for the track team. Runs the 100, the 200, and the 400. And runs it pretty quickly, too.
Yeah, I think it's key to note the last couple weeks, there's been a few special teams plays in both weeks that have really cost the Cavemen some not only field position but points at times. And so I know that was something that Coach Kennedy had talked to me about as far as needing to shore up, because the special teams can't play a factor, especially in points-wise, if it's not going in their favor, and it has been the last couple weeks.
Taking up the football now, the Irish put two men deep back on the 5-yard line. Leon usually puts it into the end zone, so we'll see if the inclement weather, or at least, I don't think we're getting any rain right now, but of course everything is wet and probably will be wet most of the night. So we'll see if that affects the kick. He addresses the football, and we're underway. I guess Scoob kick comes up to the 5-yard line, fielded there. They come up the right-hand side across the 20-yard line to the 25. It spins down on about the 28-yard line, first down and 10 for the Irish. From their own 28-yard line, we're underway here on KAJO, Grants Pass, Oregon. Caveman football is on the air, and it's fall weather, folks. So stay close to your radio. It'll generate a little heat for you. First down and 10, ball at the 28-yard line of the Irish. They'll split two men to the left-hand side. Let's see who their quarterback is. Looks like it is number 10. That is Keegan Welch. He is a sophomore and kind of a surprise play action. Runs to the right-hand side, looks down the field, and throws the football away, incomplete.
Yeah, the Sheldon are actually going, it's number 19. Riker Rohaley, which is surprising, because he's the sophomore quarterback that we saw in the pregame that has a cast on his left hand. So I thought they would go with number 10, but they ended up going with number 19 tonight to start.
All right, he's in the pistol right now. Two men split to the left-hand side, one to the right. They give it to the running back. He's met at the line of scrimmage, behind the line of scrimmage. I don't think he got back to the 28. I think they stopped him shy of that. Maybe the 26 or the 25. They'll put the ball down on the 26. So he lost 2 yards on his first carry of the night.
And it was a good job by Nathan Bassett coming up from his safety position. It looked like on a blitz and made the tackle right away. So far they came in wrapping up and tackling at the point of scrimmage.
There's a snap, deep pass. Center screen is complete across the 30-yard line down to about the 33, 34. They're going to mark it. Are they going to mark it at the 35? That's a pretty generous spot. They are, but it's still shy of the first down. That brings up fourth and about 3.
Yeah, they went with a middle tunnel screen to the running back as well as a wide receiver screen to the outside. Looked like the quarterback had a choice to make. He went with the middle screen. Luckily for the game, and there was too long a yardage, and it's going to bring up a punting formation here for the Irish.
Cavemen send one man back deep. And the kick comes up. It's high and will fall at the 35-yard line and then bounce out of bounds. They'll mark it at the 37-yard line. Grants Pass gets their first offensive possession, starting from their own 37-yard line. Great field position to begin. We'll see what the Grants Pass offense can bring against this Irish defense. We'll see what the Irish defense does.
Yeah, this is exactly, I mean, almost scripted start, exactly the way the Caymans started on defense last week. Get the last year week, they get Sprague to go 3-and-out. This week, they get the Irish to go 3-and-out. Now, the Caymans can't match with the 3-and-out. They got to put a drive together, get back across the midfield yard line, and get going.
Trips to the right-hand side, single receiver to the left. Powers to the left shoulder of Rosetta and flag before the snap can get off. A procedure call against Grant's pass. I didn't see any movement.
Yeah, Titan Davis from his left guard position when the Irish defensive line shifted to the left, kind of like we see in college football. Titan got a little jumpy there and got the false start call.
So first and 15 now. Trips to the right-hand side, one to the left-hand side. Four-man front facing the Grants Pass Cavemen right now. There's the snap. Short drop, two-step drop, pass over the center is intercepted. Brings back to about the 36-yard line. It was batted in the air and came down to number 11. That's Jake Babard for for the Irish.
Yeah, he was going for trailer, but his problem is he was staring at trailer from not only the pre-snap, but all the way through to the actual snap, and then one of the linebackers got the ball up in the air, and it was intercepted by the safety. So a good play overall by the Irish, and not the way you want to start if you're the Cavemen.
Four wideouts, two to each side for the Irish. Now bring a man in motion coming left to right. That's the narrow side of the field. We've got trips on the narrow side of the field. Play action fake comes back to the left-hand side. It looked like it was going to be a halfback pass, and he is dumped behind the line of scrimmage back about the 43-yard line.
Yeah, you're absolutely correct. It looked like they were going to do a wide receiver pass, kind of like Coach Kennedy was talking to you about. It looked like they were going to try it early, but who was that? Brevik Hill did a good job of getting through his block.
Five wideouts, empty backfield for the young quarterback right now. Trips to the left-hand side, two to the right-hand side. Now we turn and look back. Number 19 is Riker Rohaley. So Rohaley gets the snap, looks to the left-hand side, gets the pass away quickly, and it is incomplete. Intended for a receiver back at the 35-yard line. That's going to bring up third down and still 15.
Yeah, with the empty formation, the Cavemen had to get out of their original call and went man across the board. So it was guarded by Bassett. Bassett's right on top of him. Even if he catches it, would have been good for maybe only about a 4 or 5 yard gain.
Trips left, one to the right hand side, still now third and 15. Running back to the right hand side of Rahaley. Rahaley under pressure gets the pass away. It's complete, but for lost yardage, and a flag comes down.
Yeah, they go back to the running back screen, but we're going to get a personal foul face mask call on Parker Howe. Parker Howe did a great job reading it from his linebacker position. Didn't get fooled this time, but definitely going to be a face mask call and going to be a huge 15 yards for the Cavemen, or against the Cavemen, excuse me.
And that should bring them to the 28-yard line. So it'll be first and 10 from
the... It shouldn't be an automatic first down, though. Yeah, they're going to have to readjust this because it shouldn't be an automatic first down.
I was going to say, that was shy of the line to gain, but the team, see if they can reset this. So they need to get another 2 yards. So it's third and about two. Trips to the left-hand side, one to the right-hand side. Ball is marked for play. There's the snap. And again, the tailback puts his head down. And I'm not sure he got it.
Yeah, they went with a little counter play. They pulled the left guard coming back this way, but the Cavemen were ready for it. Titan Davis did a good job, as well as Jet Stewart, getting through the blocks to meet the running back right in the backfield. Maybe a gain of a half a yard if they're lucky. So now it brings up a short fourth and one.
So fourth and one, deep in Caveman territory, probably four down territory for the Irish. They'll send trips again to the left-hand side, ending tight on the right now. Out of the pistol this time for Rahaley, and it looked like the Irish jumped this time with an offsides. Oh, we've got a timeout on the field.
Well, they're going to grant a timeout before the false start.
All right, for the Irish. 8:51 showing on the clock. No score on the board yet. We'll be back with more right after this 30-second Caveman timeout.
From the woods to the fields to the gridiron, Black Flag Armory is proud to support all sports enthusiasts. Outfit yourself with all the proper gear for a successful hunting season with proper accessories, scopes, cases, slings, cleaning accessories, all the popular ammunitions, plus the hard-to-find ones. Black Flag is more than hunting, with everyday carry guns and accessories available on Redwood Avenue Monday through Saturday in front of the Cedarwood. Then hurry in from the field for Friday night kickoff with the Caveman.
Welcome back. Opportune timeout for the Irish there. 8:51 showing on the clock. We're in the first period, and it's been a period of almost miscues by both sides right now. The Cavemen have thrown an interception, a couple of penalties. One against the Cavemen have moved the ball deep into Caveman territory. Ball spotted right now at the 27-yard line. It is fourth down and one. And we've got trips to the left-hand side, end in tight on the right. out of the shotgun. There's the snap. Running back comes to the right. Oh, loose football in the backfield. And the loss of about 8 yards on the quarterback.
Yeah, so they went with an RPO, giving the quarterback, running back, and receiver options. But what happened was, with the quarterback only having one hand, he got bumped by the running back. And by not having that left hand to hold the football, he ended up fumbling it. Luckily, he kind of gets a good bounce. But by the time the ball bounced back up to him, the Cavemen were there to make the tackle. Now it's turnover on downs. Cavemen get the ball back.
First down and 10 on their own 33-yard line. Let's see if the Cavemen can make something happen this time. Trips to the right-hand side. Single receiver to the left. The single receiver is Traylor, all alone on the narrow side of the field. Out of the shotgun right now for Rosetta. There's a snap past the flat right-hand side. It's complete quickly to Hill. Hill across the 40-yard line out to the 45, out to about the 48-yard line where he's forced out of bounds. So about a 15-yard pickup easily by Hill.
Yeah, just a quick little bubble screen to Hill. Get the ball to Rizzo's hands quick. Both Bowen and I think it was Bassett on that far right side did a good job of maintaining blocks. And Hill just got outside when there was nobody there until about the 10-yard marker. And then he was basically one man to beat, and he got pushed out of bounds.
First out and 10 from their own 48-yard line now. Trips in a triangle right at the end of the line of scrimmage. One man split to the right-hand side. There's a quick snap to Powers coming to the right-hand side. Gets across the 50-yard line. Now turns upfield to about the 43-yard line, pushed out of bounds.
So they put Berg and Powers both in the backfield in the Wildcat so Berg can lead for Powers. So I bet you we need to watch for that for the little RPO action, too. Give Berg and Powers the option.
Same option here. Again, it's the same situation. Looking to the left-hand side, and Powers gets the first down, but he was tackled and only picks up about two that time.
Yeah, it's just a running back or quarterback power, however you want to put it. And Powers just runs off the left tackle. Only a couple men to beat. It just gives the Cavemen that many more blockers and the opportunity. They still have Rosetta in. He's at the top wide receiver, so they can still get tricky if they want to. I know Powers has a good enough arm to throw if they need him to.
7:45 showing on the clock. Cavemen on a drive right now. First down and 10, ball on the 41-yard line. Two receivers to the right, slot right. One man split to the left-hand side. This time the snap goes to Rosetta. Rolls to the right-hand side quickly. Passes away, and it is almost intercepted. It was shown thrown just a little short. Had Hill going down the sideline, just flying.
Yeah, they had Bowen going deep and Hill running the deep out route. I believe Rosetta was throwing it to Hill. He missed high, and the corner that was on Bowen almost comes back and almost picks that ball off because the ball was overthrown so much.
On the incomplete pass, clock is stopped at 7:29. Still no score on the board in the first period. Cavemen up to the line of scrimmage now. It is second down and 10, ball at the 41-yard line. Slot right, two-man split to the right-hand side, one to the left-hand side. Out of the shotgun this time, and the give is to Powers. Puts his head down and dives ahead. Gets 3 or 4 yards across the to about the 39-yard line. So he'll pick up two.
Yeah, and that's just a give on the inside to Powers. But still not much room for Powers to run. He gets the 3 yards basically on his own power. He meets guys right at the line of scrimmage. The Cavemen offensive line got to do a good job in the middle, kind of maintaining their blocks and giving him opportunities.
Slot right, two men split to the right-hand side, one to the left-hand side again. Again, out of the shotgun this time for Rosetta. Takes the snap. This time the run-pass option through to the right-hand side. Again, overthrown, incomplete.
Yeah, it was an RPO with a little tight end dump in the middle of the field. And Rosetta throwing kind of off of his heels in an awkward throwing position. Throws it in the middle of what looked like about four Sheldon Irish in the middle of the field. Luckily, he did miss high because I think if he doesn't miss high, it's picked off again. So, again, early in this game, Rosetta is still a little bit off. His throws are not quite on point. So he needs
to settle
in.
Looks like he's hurrying everything.
Yeah, he just needs to settle in. He's been hurrying everything for the last couple weeks.
6:51 on the clock. Up to the line of scrimmage come the Grants Pass Cavemen. It is fourth down on about 8. 2 minutes split to the right-hand side, 2 to the left-hand side. Out of the shotgun for Rosetta. There's a snap. 2-step drops. Got time. This time he throws over the center, and it is deflected high in the air and complete.
And again, they run a couple. Basically, everybody's running deep. He's supposed to read the safety, and it looks like, again, he just locks on to Brevik Hill. He never took his eyes off of Hill looking to the left-hand side of the field. I don't know if there was anybody else open either, but he definitely is locked onto Hill the entire time.
A lot of white jerseys back there defending, too. They take over first down and 10 from their own 39-yard line. Trips in a triangle right at the end of the line of scrimmage for the Irish. One-man split to the narrow side of the field. There's the snap, and the give to number 23 going around the right-hand side is hit and dropped. I'm not sure he got back to the line of scrimmage. The running back, once again, number 23, is Cody Hall. Cody Hall.
Good job there by Jet Stewart, breaking through his block on this far right tackle, getting all the way to the other side of the field. The ball's going away from him. He's the first guy there. He misses, but slows it down enough for Tyler Meek to come finish and clean up.
Trip to the right-hand side, single receiver to the left, out of the shotgun again for the young quarterback. Now turns and looks to the sideline, see if we're going to change the play. Running back number 23, Cody Hall. Sophomore, 5'9", 170 pounds. There's the snap. Quarterback flushed out of the pocket, looking down the field, and is facing heavy pressure, gets the pass away, and it is incomplete.
Yeah, the Cavemen are showing a lot more pressure this week. Obviously, with a throwing team, you have a little bit more capability and the want to do that. They bring Tyler Meek from his middle linebacker position to blitz up in the middle, which forces the quarterback out of the pocket. Jet Stewart, I thought, got held from the right tackle, but tries to get outside, doesn't get there in time, but flushes him far enough out. And the Cavemen secondary is doing a good job. He has to basically throws the forces the throw away.
Four wideouts, two to each side right now out of the shotgun for Haley. There's a snap, two-step drop. Here comes the pressure. He's forced out of the pocket. It gets a hand on the
fumble.
Football picked up by the Gabe Matt. Gets it inside the 20-yard line. Who picked that up for Grant's pass? Number
55.
Okay. Elijah Hernandez.
Yeah, what a great job by Jet Stewart. Jet Stewart is single-handedly winning the line of scrimmage by himself. He gets off the block from the right tackle again. He's the first man there to make pressure. I didn't see who actually forced the fumble, but he forced the quarterback to step up in the pocket. One of the other D linemen makes the hit from the backside, forces the ball out. Huge turnover for the Cavemen, but now the Cavemen have got to take advantage of something they haven't done the last couple weeks.
They're in the red zone. Ball at the 19-yard line. First down and 10 from the 19 of the Irish. They're splitting two men to the right-hand side. End in tight on the left. Power eye. There's the snap. And they give to Powers. Powers puts his head down, gets a yard, maybe two.
And again, he's forced to make the first man miss, which is behind the line of scrimmage, makes him miss, and then he runs into people right away. So the Cavemen trying to run inside, outside, there's just not much room for Powers. The passing game has got to give Powers the opportunity to run, and right now the passing game has been stagnant the last couple weeks until it's almost too late. And so they got to get that going earlier to get Powers some yardage.
All right, trailer comes split wide to the left-hand side. Trips in a triangle right at the end of the line of scrimmage here. Out of the pistol this time. With Powers behind Rosetta. There's the snap. And the pitch to Powers going to the right-hand side. Looking for a block. Doesn't get one. And is hit and dropped for a loss on the play. Back about the 20-yard line.
Yeah, there's just nowhere for him to run. The last couple of weeks, definitely, teams have definitely looked like they're in the Cavemen's playbook almost with some of these play types, play calls, different schemes. The Cavemen have been a little confused at times. And there again, there was a Sheldon Irish defender in the backfield as Powers is receiving the toss to the right and with no chance for him to go anywhere.
Split left, trips in a triangle of the right-hand side. Back into the shotgun right now, Powers the left-hand side of Rosetta. Ball in the middle of the field between the hash marks this time. There's the snap. Pass the flat, right-hand side. Incomplete. Just threw it too far in front of Hill.
Yeah, it's supposed to be a quick screen to Hill over there in the trips, triangle. And Rosetta misses 2 or 3 yards to the inside, so towards the defense side of Hill. Doesn't give him a chance to catch and run. And Rosetta just looks completely out of sync. And he has the last couple weeks for the Cavemen offense.
All right, it is fourth down and about 12. And we're going to shoot Alejandro Leon onto the field. Ball will come up from about the 34-yard line. That'll make it a 44-yard attempt. Certainly within the range of Leon. There's the snap. And the kick is up. Plenty of leg, but is it off? It's off to the right-hand side. No good. No score on the board. 4:17 to play. And the Irish have the football in their own territory. I'm not sure what I was expecting tonight, but this is not it.
I mean, this has been sloppy football for both teams. You got the Cavemen have two turnovers, one on downs, one interception, and the Irish have two turnovers, one on downs, one fumble. It's been very sloppy, and we're only four, you know, there's still 4 minutes left in this first quarter, and frankly, it's been a defensive showdown with both offenses looking very, very, very stagnant.
I have no positive yardage at all for the Irish. They come up the line of scrimmage now. They're a ball on their own 20-yard line. Four wideouts, two to each side. There's the snap. And a little cross buck in the backfield. Man comes. I think he lost about a yard on it.
Yeah, both tackled in there by Riley Wallace, number 54, and Parker Howe. Riley Wallace may have been the one that forced the fumble on the previous series, now that I see where he's coming from on the back side of the line of scrimmage. So far, the Cayman defensive line, honestly, is applying their will, which we haven't seen the last couple weeks from the Cayman.
We have a man down on the field. It is one of the Irish players. We'll be back with more right after this 30-second Caveman timeout.
Tired of the insurance runaround? At Insurance Lounge, we do things differently. Open 7 days a week. We make it easy to get coverage when it works for you. Our licensed agents? Non-commissioned. That means no pressure, just honest advice tailored to your needs. And as an independent broker, we shop multiple top carriers to find the best value on home and auto, Medicare and health, even help with retirement solutions to protect your hard-earned savings. With four locations in Oregon, visit your local stores in Grants Pass or Medford today. Your one-stop shop for all your insurance needs.
I need to tell you that this first quarter is being brought to you by Moser Paving. Call Moser at 479-2424 for chip sealing, dust control, gravel, all your site preparation needs. Jay Moser, salute. We thank you very much. They've got the young man up. They're going to help him off the field right now. And while they're helping him off the field, there's another major going sporting event tonight somewhere. We have a score on that.
Just a little bit of the World Series game. Yeah, I just looked at the score, and it's the bottom of the sixth. It's tied 2-2 with the Blue Jays having the bases loaded and no outs in the bottom of the sixth as well.
All right. Who's your team tonight?
I wouldn't mind seeing the Blue Jays win with their drought.
So are you rooting for the Blue Jays or against the Dodgers?
It might be a combination. It helps there's one of my fellow teammates at Sac State plays on the Blue Jays. So.
Oh, there you go. At shortstop, right?
Left field.
Left field? Okay.
Yep.
Up the line of scrimmage come the Irish now as we get right back to action. Everybody in tight. It is second down and 10. And the ball comes across the 20-yard line. They get positive yardage this time, but two or three. We'll see where the ball is spotted. They're showing a lot of different looks. You could pick up about 3 yards this time.
Yeah, they went with a running back dive right up the middle, but they also showed a wide receiver reverse fake going back over the top. So the Irish are setting up a lot of plays for the future here.
All right, they've got four wideouts again, two to each side. Third down on about 7. Ball at the 23-yard line. Change the play. Getting close. They need to get a snap. There's the snap. Quarterback wants to throw. Looking deep down the field. He's got a man there, and it is incomplete. In and out of the hands. It was thrown right to him, and the man could not pull it in. That's number 11, Jack Brevard. Incomplete.
Yeah, they went with the formation. They forced the Cayman to go man coverage. And Powers was on him, got beat off the line of scrimmage. The number 11 had a couple steps on Powers, but went right through his hands, almost like he saw the end zone coming before it was there. And luckily, the Cayman dodge a bullet and they're going to force a punt. Another good job by the Cayman defense with some help from the Irish.
Cayman safety at the 50-yard line and gets a line drive punt, fields it there, crosses the 50-yard line, gets some room, gets out of bounds on about the 40. Brevik Hill returning it. So the Cayman will take over first down and 10 inside the Irish territory at the, looks like, the 39-yard line is where they're going to mark it down. A little over 3 minutes left here in the first period.
And that was a great job there by Brevik Hill. It was a low-line drive. They kind of go, you know, sprint-out style on their punt formation. It was a low-line drive. If he lets that thing go, it probably bounces in our 20, 30 yards with our luck. Luckily, he catches it and gains another 10 yards, so probably a 40-yard swing there for the Cayman by Hill catching it.
2 minutes, split to the right-hand side, slot right, split left for the Grants Pass Cayman. Out of the shotgun right down for Rosetta. Looks like about a 5-man front. They give it a big hole this time for Powers. Powers puts it down, breaks through, gets into the secondary, down to about the 19-yard line. So that quickly, a 19-yard burst for Powers.
Yeah, and that was just the Caveman's favorite play, the little dive up the middle. That time the Caveman offensive line opens up a huge hole. Powers makes one or two men miss, and that creates the huge game for the Caveman on that first down and gets a first down.
All right, going quickly. Two-man split to the right, one to the left-hand side. Same formation, Powers to the left-hand side of Rosetta. There's the snap, and they give again to Powers. Got a hole off the right-hand side, puts his head down, carries people with him about to the 10-yard line, maybe over the 10-yard line.
Yeah, just they're going to mark him just short of the first down, but it's just a stretch play to Powers going to the right, and he just does a good job putting his head down and getting the extra couple yards to almost get the first down.
2 men split to the left-hand side, slot left, split right. Ball in the center of the field, ball right at the 10-yard line. Hard count, almost gets, I don't see any flags, almost got the Irish offsides. Rosetta stepped up, changed the plate, takes the snap, and passed quickly to the left-hand side, and the man pushes, trying to fight into the end zone. Was that Powers?
No, that's Bassett.
Bassett?
Yeah, they went with the RPO again, the little tight end dump to Bassett. Bassett almost gets carried in by a couple Irish as a couple of his linemen came for to the rescue, but now a big first and goal here for the Cavemen. The Cavemen have got to score here. I believe this is four down territory for the Cavemen. I don't think a field goal does them any good. I think a touchdown and some momentum is what the Cavemen need at this point.
They're going to split 2 men to the right-hand side. Looks like the end in tight on the left-hand side. Power eye for the Cavemen. There's the snap. Turn. They give the ball to Powers. He's looking to come off left tackle. I'm not sure he got in. Nobody's signaling anything. He may have picked up one on the play.
No, but an amazing run by Powers. It's a slow-developing play. The Irish bring pressure, and to get pressure right in Powers' face, he gets the ball. He makes one little juke cut move back, which is lucky he even gained a yard. But, yeah, he ends up gaining a yard and almost scores after meeting a whole bunch of Irish in the backfield.
All right, second down for the Cavemen on the one-yard line. 2 men split to the right-hand side. Again, end in tight on the left. Slot on each side this time. Out of the pistol. There's the snap. Pass the flat right-hand side. Touchdown, Grassbacks. That's a hill?
Yep. Just ran double slants on the backside. They brought everybody in tight, especially with the formation with Jet Stewart, and they're thinking they were going to run the football. But Traylor and Hill on the backside ran backdoor slants with each other, and Hill just beat his man off the line of scrimmage for an easy pitch and catch for Rosetta 2 Hill.
Well, as strange a first period as it's been, 38.9 seconds left. The Cavemen have put 6 up on the board, and Joe, they're going for 2 here. There's a snap, and I'm not sure what they had called, but it didn't work. Bassett got the football and was tackled back in about the 10-yard line. So it's still 6-0 here. We'll be back with more right after this 1 minute. Caveman timeout.
Farmers Building Supply, your local do-it-best stores in Grants Pass and Cave Junction, is proud to sponsor the Grants Pass Cavemen. We love the excitement of supporting our local athletes, whether at home or taking the competition on the road. No matter whether a home or away game, you can always catch us supporting our Grants Pass Cavemen, just like Grants Pass supports our family-owned store. Go Cavemen! Farmers Building Supply, creating confident solutions together for your home, farm, and ranch.
It's fall, and you know what that means. It's time for pumpkin spice and everything nice. Come into Kelly's Automotive Service in Grants Pass and Medford for your pumpkin spice oil change. You thought 1040 weight oil was great. Wait till you try our special blend with cinnamon and nutmeg. Okay, we don't really have pumpkin spice oil changes. We do have the ability to keep your manufacturer's warranty in effect, have great coffee, snacks, Wi-Fi, comfortable waiting rooms, and the best staff around. Kelly's Automotive Service, where we service your vehicle but take care of you.
Mr. Leon, ready to kick the football away with the Cavemen leading right now 6-0 here on a strange night, Friday night at lights at Mel Ingram Field. And the kick is into the end zone. No return. They'll bring it out to the 20. Kind just under 40 seconds left.
Kind of a different kick that we've seen Leon give us the last couple of weeks. He's the low line drive, but with the turf being wet from all the rain today, the ball's just skipping. That one just skips right into the end zone.
So the Irish have it first down and 10 with 38 seconds left here in the first period. Trips to the right-hand side, single receiver to the left. Rayali, the quarterback, in the shotgun. Looks to the left-hand side. His running back, number 23, Hall, to his right shoulder. Long snap cut. There's a snap. Two-step drop. Here comes the pressure. The pass is away and incomplete. Flag flies after the play.
Yeah, so they came in and bring pressure up the middle again, which forces the quarterback to get rid of it a little bit sooner, but they're going to get pass interference on Brevik Hill. They're going to say that he got there just before the ball. I do agree. I think he got there a hair sooner than was necessary. And even if he doesn't get there, I don't think he catches it even because it's so high. But unfortunately, that's going to go against the Cayman and give the Irish a first down.
First down, moving the ball out to the 35-yard line.
It's the Irish's first down of the first quarter.
Well, the only way the Irish have made any positive yardage has been through penalties. Trips to the left-hand side. One single receiver to the right-hand side. Out of the shotgun again for Rahaley. There's a snap. And they give to Hall. Hall going to the right-hand side. Finds some running room. Gets across the 50-yard. They're up to the 50-yard line. Made a couple of jukes. Picked up about 15 yards. His biggest run of the night so far, and that gives them positive yardage.
Yeah, the Cayman defensive line did a good job there of getting in the backfield. They were there at the handoff, but just a couple missed tackles, and there was nobody else there.
Trips left, single receiver to the right, out of the shotgun again for Rahaley. Let's see what happens here. Ball right at midfield. Ball on the 50-yard line. Irish have their signals in from the bench right now. And again, they turn and look, and the first quarter ends. At the end of one, it's the Caveman leading the Sheldon Irish 6-0. We'll be back with the second period right after this one-minute Caveman timeout.
Tired of driving down that rough and bumpy driveway?
Let Moser Paving smooth out your driveway with grading, gravel, and some smooth and beautiful paving. Moser has been paving the way since 1965, so call the company that does it all. Utilities, demolition, leveling, rock deliveries, and of course, paving. Call the pros at Moser Paving, 479-2424. And don't forget to call Moser for your next rock delivery. That's 479-2424. Remember, 479-2424.
Savings and service is available every day at Plaza Sewing and Vacuuming, along with all the supplies you need. Did you realize that knitting, quilting, crocheting, crafting, and sewing increases your mental acuity and physical dexterity? Everything you need is at Plaza and always at Plaza's pleasing prices. Plus, Plaza's technicians are prepared to keep your vacuum at its peak with all the accessories you need. Open from 9:30 to 5 Monday through Friday, till 4 on Saturday, and noon to 4 on Sundays on 6th between H and I at Plaza Sewing and Vacuum.
Tonight's second quarter brought to you by Black Flag Armory, now fully stocked for the hunting season. Ammo, scopes, rifles, and accessories to give you every chance to fill your tag. 12 minutes on the clock here. Second period getting ready to be underway. The Cayman, well, will be going left to right across your radio dial. They'll be driving from A Street towards the Commons. As we've reversed directions here. Ball right at the 50-yard line for the Sheldon Irish, first down and 10. Now put Trips to the left-hand side. Single receiver moving out to the right-hand side now. Rahaley, the quarterback, young sophomore. There's the snap, and they give quickly to the tailback. Hall coming to the right-hand side. Gets to the 50-yard line. Finally scoots upfield after a couple of missed tackles. Gets about 4 yards out to about the 46-yard line.
Yeah, the Keeman had... I think it was, who was it? It was Hill and Trailer both there to make tackles, but neither one of them was able to make the tackle, which gets a couple yards, but it's going to be a holding call on Sheldon, flag, which is going to push it back. So the Cayman dodge a bullet there.
So that'll take it out back to the 40-yard line, make it set of first and 10, first and 20. So Trips to the right-hand side, single receiver to the left. Again, Rahaley in the shotgun. Cayman four down linemen. Now the Irish turn, look to the side. Play is signaled in. They have it now. Get right back in their set. There's a snap. Two-step drop by Rahaley. Finally gets the pass away. It's a long one going deep field. He's got a man down there, and it is, I believe, complete at the 30-yard line.
Yeah, they run a double move, a hitch and go down here. And who was it? Number four. So Traylor gets lost on the first move, but Hill is over the top as the safety, but just goes up and it can't out-jump the taller receiver.
So a 40-yard completion. And that's the best offense that the Irish have seen. Out of the pistol this time. Split left. Two-man splits to the right-hand side. Man moves to the right-hand side. The pass is away, and it's knocked down incomplete.
Yeah, great hands by Elijah Hernandez. They were going to run a screen behind the in the middle of the field behind the linebackers, and it was going to work, but Hernandez gets hands up in the air, knocks it down. Otherwise, that could have been a problem for the Cavemen. A lot of screens so far from the Irish this early in this first quarter.
Ball at the 30-yard line, first down and 10, back that second down and 10, trips to the right-hand side, single receiver to the left, ball on the left hash mark. As Rahaley gets the signal, he'll move his tail back to the right shoulder right now. That's the wide side of the field. Rahaley looks in, makes sure he's got it right here, knows what he's supposed to do, takes the snap, three-step drop, wants to throw deep again, and he's got a man out there once again. Same receiver out to inside, about to the 13-yard line.
Yeah, Rahaley took a shot. This is where the Cavemen man-to-man defense is really going to start showing. Traylor is getting kind of fooled on these coverages, but it seems like he's getting his head stuck in the backfield instead of just focusing on his receiver, and that's a couple times now he's gotten beat instead of just playing this man.
Once again, up the line of scrimmage, first down and 10, ball on the 13-yard line. Trips to the left-hand side. There's the snap, and to give to Hall, going off right tackle. Gets about to the 10-yard line, so he'll pick up about three.
It's just a standard little stretch play the right-hand side for the Irish. They came and do a good job. They've done a good job on the running game so far today, especially when they wrap up. It's kind of been the story for the Cayman defense is wrapping up. But like we talked about, you know, before the game, the first half the last couple of weeks hasn't been the problem for the Cayman. It's been the second half. They've got to maintain this.
Trips to left-hand side. Single receiver to the right. Ball on the 11-yard line of Gratz Pass. Pass the left-hand side. It's deflected out of bounds. It's deflected not out of bounds, but incomplete.
And again, Elijah Hernandez, same name, same guy, gets his hand up in the air, knocks the ball up in the air. No Cavemen were there to get close to intercepting it, but again, causing a huge incompletion there, and now forcing, you know, this long third down.
So it's third and about eight. They can get the first down without getting the score. Trips the left-hand side, single receiver to the right. They get into position, wait. Then they turn and look for the signal coming in from the sidelines. They'll move Hall to the right shoulder of Rahaley. There's a snap, wants to throw. Looks, forces off to the right-hand side. The pass is away, and it is incomplete. Looking for the end zone on the right-hand side. And that's going to bring up fourth down.
Yeah, it was a little running back wheel out of the backfield. He kept going. Parker Howe was in coverage. Running back had him beat by a couple steps, but the ball was overthrown. Rahaley comes off the quarterback for Shelton, kind of holding in the middle of his chest. He took a few big shots there, but was able to get the ball off while taking the shots. And so that we'll see how that plays out here for the Cavemen defense with Rahaley in the pressure.
Going to try for the field goal. Ball will be spotted on about the 13-yard line, so it'll be a 23-yard attempt. There is some angle to it. They're almost on the right hash mark. There's the snap, and the kick is up. It's got plenty of distance, and it's good. So the Irish on the board. It is now 6-3, 9:55 to play in the first half. We'll be back with a kickoff after this one-minute Cavemen timeout.
Valvoline Instant Oil Change is still the one you can trust when it comes to all your vehicle maintenance. They provide oil change services as well as other services like serpentine belt replacement, transmission, and radiator service. Valvoline Instant Oil Change is your one stop for friendly, certified technicians and convenient drive-through service with no appointment necessary. They are still in that great and convenient location right next to Sea Casa Flores, the corner of the Parkway and F Street. Valvoline Instant Oil Change.
For more than 50 years, Abby's Legendary Pizza has been a go-to spot for post-game gatherings. Whether celebrating a big win or the achievement of competing well with their teammates, young athletes and their families know exactly what they'll find at Abby's, our own team of dedicated employees, serving up delicious traditional-style pizza in a friendly atmosphere. So, good luck this season, athletes. Compete well. We'll see you after the game at Abby's, a legendary pizza tradition. Yum.
Welcome back, everyone. 11-2 Blue Jays.
11-2 Blue Jays after six.
Yeah, okay. Well, I didn't want to watch that boring game anyway. It's 9:55 showing here in the second period. Kickoff coming now from the Sheldon Irish. Now on the scoreboard, 6-3. Grants Pass leads and about ready to take the kickoff. And the ball comes down to about the 10-yard line. Comes back up across the 20-yard line off to the left-hand side. Howard still on his feet, crosses the 30-yard line, and gets out of bounds on about the 35, 36, 37-yard line. I think we're going to mark him on the 35. First out of 10 for the Grants Pass Cavemen here.
And a good job of Powers kind of initiating the middle of the field with the Sheldon kickoff team, but then getting back outside as quickly as he could. And then I really like how he kind of just ducks out of bounds, not taking any unnecessary hits, because a couple extra yards of the kickoff isn't going to make that much of a difference.
Well, after the Cavemen really stifled the Irish offense early, they seem to have picked up some momentum right now. We'll see if the Cavemen can get it right back. 2 men split to the right-hand side, one to left-hand side. First down and 10 from their own 35-yard line. They put a man in motion coming left to right. They'll hand the ball off to him on the fly sweep coming to the right-hand side. Turns the corner, gets across the 40-yard line. And first down yardage as he gets across the 45 out to about the 46-yard line.
Yeah, and that's Powers on the jet sweep. So Coach Kennedy getting creative where they're putting Powers, getting him different opportunities to touch the ball, going in different directions from different angles. I like that different formation look for Powers and the Cayman offense.
Getting a little tricky.
Yeah, but you still have Berg in the backfield with, now you're going to go a wildcat with Powers and Berg.
There we go, Lee. Include trips to the very end of the line of scrimmage here. Turn, and they give the ball to Berg coming off right tackle, and he pulls his head down, gets across the line of scrimmage to about the 49. So he'll pick up two.
Yeah, I really like that formation there. Kind of sprint out to the right, or to the left, excuse me, which allowed for Berg to come back underneath. So it's going to allow for some different play calling from the Cavemen when they do go in that formation.
All right, 2 men split to the left-hand side for Grants Pass, 2 to the right-hand side. Out of the shotgun, Rosetta's back at quarterback now. There's a snap, 2-step drop, heavy pressure coming, gets the pass away to deep to the right-hand side, and it is complete down to about the 24-yard line.
Yeah, what a catch by Cameron Holland. The route that we usually see him throw to Brevik Hill a lot, he goes the other side for the first time, which is really good to see him actually read the defense. And Holland goes up and makes a great catch, really making a big first down for the Cavemen.
24-yard line. So from the 24-yard line of the Irish, the Cavemen on the attack, trips to the right-hand side. Single receiver to the left. That's Traylor all alone there. Of course, Powers is the tailback. Turn, snap. They pass to Traylor left-hand side. He breaks free. He's scooting along. Nobody in front of him. He'll score from the 24. So Traylor picks up the 24-yard and second touchdown for the Grants Pass Cavemen.
Yeah, and all that was a quick wide receiver screen out to Traylor. Got it out of his hands quick. Traylor makes the first man miss, which is the corner, and there's nobody over the top because they're having to account for Powers. If the, like I said earlier, if the passing game will do this, and with all the different formations they're showing, the Cavemen are getting dangerous, and I really started to start seeing it.
Took that momentum right back away. .02 on the clock right now. Grants Pass trying for the point after. The kick is up, and the officials say it's good. The Caveman lead, 13-3. We'll be back with the kickoff right after this one-minute Caveman timeout.
A recent Clouser Drilling customer shares her experience.
This is Susan from Griffin Creek, and listen, if you need a new well, I want you to call Clouser Drilling right away. They were absolutely fantastic. Everything from locating the water to the drilling process itself. Their staff was top-notch, thorough, professional, on time, precise, friendly, answered all my questions, and believe me, I had a lot of them. You won't regret it. Call Clouser Drilling.
Visit ClouserDrilling.com.
Is your home energy efficient? Poorly sealed windows, lack of insulation, hidden holes in your attic, your basement, and crawl space can mean you're paying to cool or heat the outdoors. Don't do that. Keep money in your pocket and call for an energy audit today with Indoor Air Man. Plus, the higher the energy score is on your home, the better resale value you have. 541-295-3204. Indoor Airman, your energy conservation specialist.
Again, welcome back. Mr. Leon has the football teed up, just about ready to give it a good kick, and we'll see where it goes, where it lands, and where it lands up eventually. Addresses the football, puts his toe to it. And this one will drive the man right back into the end zone. There'll be a touchback. We'll bring it right back out to the 20-yard line. 13-3, Grants Pass leading by 10 here. And seemed to pick up some momentum after that last drive. And that's the way we're used to seeing the Grants Pass Caveman offense execute.
Yeah, but the key there, and I talked about it prior to the game, the key was Rosetta reading the defense. When he will read the defense and go away from the coverage where the most men are, it opens up the running game, and now the running game's getting going. They're becoming dangerous.
Trips to left-hand side, single receiver to the right for the Irish here. First down and 10 from their own 20-yard line. They give it to Hall. Hall avoids one tackle in the backfield. Now is hit a second time and is stopped right at the 20-yard line. He may get a yard just on extra effort. It ended up back on the 17-yard line as the Caveman carried him back. They're going to put it right back on the 20, no gain.
Yeah, you're going to get a face mask call, though, on Bassett, I believe. It's just going to be a five-yarder as he was trying to make the initial tackle. They're going to say he brushed his hand across the face. So it's going to be bring up first down again for the Irish offense.
First and 5. This time, ball at the 25-yard line. One man split the left-hand side. That's the narrow side of the field. Ball on the left hash mark. Trips on the other side. There's a snap, and again, the gift to Hall has a room off tackle. Gets first down yardage across the 30 out to about the 31-yard line. So he'll pick up about 6 this time.
Yeah, the first time we've really seen a positive running play for the Irish. Looked like the defensive line for the Caveman kind of got walled in on the little cutback corner counter, and there was nobody left, and by the time the linebackers got there, it was too late.
All right, first down now then from the 31-yard line, their own. Trips to the right-hand side. There's the snap, and run pass option they give. Just as soon as the handoff was made, the man was hit and dropped back on about the 20. I think they're going to mark him at the 26 or 27-yard line.
Yeah, and again,
four.
The Caveman blitzing a lot tonight. That was Meat coming from his linebacker position, unblocked to make the tackle right away. The Caveman are showing a lot more pressure, which is also going to put a lot more pressure on the secondary, but so far the Caveman are handling it.
Trips to the right-hand side, single receiver to the left ball on the left hash mark. Long snap count. Now they turn again and look to the sidelines. They'll move Hall to the right shoulder of Rahaley. Now Rahaley's set. There's a snap. Three-step drop. Wants to throw. And is hit and dropped back on about the 15-yard line. Caveman brought two on the blitz and dropped Rahaley back on about the 15-yard line.
Yeah, and that was just Jet Stewart. They did bring a linebacker blitz from the backside, but the Irish handled it with Howe coming on the blitz. But Jet Stewart has been a menace all night so far, and we're really seeing the age of the sophomore quarterback showing. He actually rolled right into Stewart to create the sack.
All right, again, trips to the right-hand side. Ball spotted on the 17-yard line this time. Single receiver to the left. There's a snap, and they give to Hall, off right tackle. He's got some running room, brought down from behind as he crosses the 20-yard line. Falls ahead to about the 22. So that'll pick up of about 5.
Tackle was made by number 78, Jacob Thomas, for the Cayman from the defensive line position.
5:24 left to play. What clock is running right now? So, punt formation out. There's the snap. Hill is back. High punt, and Hill's going to let that one drop. It's about the 45, bounces out of bounds on about the 40-yard line. Yeah, right on the 40-yard line is where they're going to mark it. Cavemen will take over first down and 10, leading by 10 from their own 40-yard line.
Yeah, the Cayman defense doing a good job again in this first half. Key note here is the Cavemen do get the ball, with the Irish taking the ball at the beginning of the first half. So the Cayman will get the ball. We just have just over 5 minutes left in this first half. So the Cayman getting points here would be huge, kind of setting the tone and gaining momentum going into halftime.
All right, Rosetta just now joining the huddle. Cayman break out of the huddle. They'll split trailer to the right-hand side all alone. Two receivers left-hand side, slot left. Out of the pistol this time. Powers the running back. There's the snap. And they have the Powers off left tackle. He's got some blockers ahead of him. Puts his head down. Gets across the 45. Out to about the 46, maybe the 47-yard line. So that'll be a gain of about 7 yards this time.
Again, it's just that stretch run play to the left side. But because now the Irish are not able to load the box because they're getting kind of burned on the couple throws here lately, they're having to help on the corners. And the linebackers are having to back up, and so there is some room now for the offensive line to work.
So as you mentioned earlier, the pass is setting up a run this time for the Cayman. Split right, slot right, 2 men split to the left-hand side. Out of the shotgun this time. There's a snap. Oh, keeper coming this time. Is that Rosetta out in front of everybody? Pulled down about the 20-yard line. Wow, look at him go. So from the 47 down to the 20.
What a 33-yard run for Rosetta. Something that nobody sees coming. Nobody's even paying attention to him on the RPO. And he runs with nobody touching him for a long ways.
With speed that I've not seen before. 2 men split to the right-hand side, and whistle stops the action before they can get it off.
Yeah, the Irish were struggling subbing in, so they had to use a timeout.
Timeout on the field, 4:01 to play. The Cavemen leading 13-3 and threatening again. We'll be back after this 30-second Caveman timeout.
From the woods to the fields to the gridiron, Black Flag Armory is proud to support all sports enthusiasts. Outfit yourself with all the proper gear for a successful hunting season with proper accessories, scopes, cases, slings, cleaning accessories, all the popular ammunitions, plus the hard-to-find ones. Black Flag is more than hunting with everyday carry guns and accessories available on Redwood Avenue Monday through Saturday in front of the Cedarwood. Then hurry in from the field for Friday night kickoff with the Caveman.
Welcome back, everyone. We did mention in the pregame that we might see Rosetta using his legs more. We did not expect that.
I mean, I usually expect him to use, especially after what I've seen the last couple of weeks, you expect him to use his legs when he gets outside the pocket and actually runs. I didn't expect him to, the RPO, for him to be one of the run options. So it was a great read. There's nobody on the backside. All the linebackers fled with Powers, so it's a great read for him.
Up the line of scrimmage, first down and 10. Ball on the 20-yard line of the Irish for the Grants Pass Cayman. 2 men split to the right-hand side. Slot left, split left. Out of the pistol this time for Rosetta. There's a snap. The give quickly to Powers. Powers puts his head down, breaks free, gets across the 15. We're going to spot the ball they're going to spot it on the 14-yard line. Cayman are lined up, ready to go. 2 men split to the right-hand side. Slot left, split left. Now they turn to look to head coach Kennedy. Comes back. Shifts into the shotgun with Powers going to the right shoulder. Takes a snap. Looks for the end zone. Pass to the right-hand side. Incomplete. Looking at a little slant was intended for Hill.
Yeah, it's a good job. I mean, they ran a slant out on both sides. It's actually the good read as far as the side he needs to go to. Trailer's just smothered the whole time by the corner. The corner did a good job of guarding it and knocking the ball down as Trailer was trying to catch the football. But a much better, it's much better what we're seeing from up here with the way Rosetta is finally reading the defense, and he's actually, his head is scanning side to side pre-snap.
On a swivel. 2 minutes with the right-hand side, slot right, split left. Ball on the 14-yard line. The Caveman threatening. There's the snap. Ball goes right-hand side to Powers. Powers drives, gets across. I'm not sure he got back to the original line of scrimmage. So no gain. So it's fourth and four for Caveman. Some substitutions coming in.
Looks like we're going to see a field goal.
So at 2:48, the Caveman leading by 10, 13-3. On comes Alejandro Leon again. The ball will come up from about the 27-yard line. That'll be a 37-yard attempt, well within his range. No wind. In fact, no rain, as a matter of fact, for some time here. There's the snap. The kick is up and, no good. Off to the left. 13-3 the score. We'll be back with more right after this 30-second Caveman timeout.
Tired of the insurance runaround? At Insurance Lounge, we do things differently. Open 7 days a week. We make it easy to get coverage when it works for you. Our licensed agents, non-commissioned. That means no pressure, just honest advice tailored to your needs. And as an independent broker, we shop multiple top carriers to find the best value on home and auto, Medicare and health, even help with retirement solutions to protect your hard-earned savings. With 4 locations in Oregon, visit your local stores and Grants Pass or Medford today. Your one-stop shop for all your insurance needs.
Right back to action. Here come the Irish. 5 wideouts, empty backfield here. And just before they snap, they turn again, making sure they've got the right play to the right-hand side. Caveman adjust their defense. There's the snap. Haley pulls the ball down himself. Runs ahead, straight ahead, gets across the 20-yard line to about the 23 before he's nailed there. So a short gain. He'll pick up a couple.
Man, Rahaley has taken some huge hits. I couldn't tell if that was supposed to be a pass or just a straight quarterback draw with how quickly Rahaley pulled the ball down and ran. But a key here for the Caveman, they still have 3 timeouts left with 2 minutes left. So if the Caveman get a stop here and create a long third down, I would imagine we see Coach Kennedy use one of his timeouts to stop the clock.
Trips to the right-hand side. Single receiver to the left. Still out of the shotgun for Haley. Takes a snap. 2-step drop. Wants to throw. Hits a pass away. Going deep. He's got a man there, but it's intercepted at the 45-yard line. It's Hill who's got the football. Cuts back to the left-hand side. Dodges one man. Dives and fights his way back to the 30-yard line. So Brevik Hill with the interception. 13-3. The Caveman. After failing to score, after getting down within the 20-yard line, now have another opportunity with great field position. Ball spotted at the 31-yard line. Yeah, first out of 10.
And like I was just saying, the Caveman, minute and a half with 3 timeouts left at the ball on the Irish 30. This is an eternity for the Caveman offense. So no rush. Get back on the football. Use timeouts as you need them. If people get in the middle of the field, the Caveman have got to get points here since they get the ball in the second half.
Send 2 men to the right-hand side. Slot right. Split to the left-hand side. Ball in the middle of the field at the 31-yard line. Out of the shotgun. And they give the ball to Powers. Powers follows Bassett, who slid over to the middle of the field and provided an extra blocker. He bolts ahead across the 30-yard line to about the 27-yard line.
Yeah, they just go dive with Powers at the beginning, to the middle of the field, kind of to keep the Irish honest. We'll see what they do here on second down.
Split right, slot right. 2 men split to the left-hand side. Out of the pistol. There's the snap. Then a quick give to Powers. Powers puts his head down and gets across the 25-yard line. So he'll pick up 3 more.
Coach Candy's going to use a timeout.
There's the timeout. 58.2 seconds left. Caveman up by 10 still. 13-3. We'll be back right after this 30-second Caveman timeout.
Farmers Building Supply, your local do-it-best stores in Grants Pass and Cave Junction, is proud to sponsor the Grants Pass Cavemen. We love the excitement of supporting our local athletes, whether at home or taking the competition on the road.
No matter whether a home or away game, you can always catch us supporting our Grants Pass Cavemen, just like Grants Pass supports our family-owned store. Go Cavemen! Farmers Building Supply, creating confident solutions together for your home, farm, and ranch.
Welcome back, everyone. 58.2 seconds left in the football or in the first half here. Ball spotted at the 24-yard line of the Irish for the Grants Pass Cavemen. So let's see what the Cavemen can pull out of their back pocket this time.
Four-down territory for the Cavemen. Now that Leon has missed two field goals, I believe this is truly four-down territory the rest of the way here.
Split right, slot right, two men split to the left-hand side. Again, out of the pistol. And hard count pulled the man offside, so that'll get 5 yards and a fresh set of downs. Get the ball probably inside the 20-yard line, about the 19.
Good job on the hard count. Gets the Cavemen a free set of downs. Now the Cavemen really, especially with two timeouts left, now they really have extra time, less pressure, still four down territory. Lots of opportunity for Coach Kennedy in the offense here.
Again, split right, slot right. Two men split the left-hand side. Out of the shotgun this time for Rosetta. Bowers to his left shoulder. Now the Cavemen turn, stand, look to the left-hand side. Play is being signaled in as we speak. Rosetta shares that with the lineman. Make sure everybody knows what's going on. They'll move Bowers to the right shoulder. There's the snap. Two-step drop for Rosetta. Looks down the field. Throws for the end zone. It's got a man there. Touchdown, Grants Pass. And it was Brevik Hill from the 19-yard line. Third touchdown pass of the night. And the second for Hill.
Yeah, it's just that deep slant. Rosetta just did a much better job of holding the safety off by looking off to the right-hand side and going back to the left. Like I was saying, it's okay if he locks on to Hill, but you can't lock on to Hill with your eyes in the midst of locking on. And he's doing a much better job, especially in the second quarter, of doing so.
So with 53 seconds left, the Cavemen made quick work of that short time. Now the try for the extra point, and the kick is up and good. 20-3 the score, 53 seconds left. We'll be back with a kickoff after this 1 minute Caveman timeout.
It's fall, and you know what that means. It's time for pumpkin spice and everything nice. Come into Kelly's Automotive Service in Grants Pass and Medford for your pumpkin spice oil change. You thought 1040 weight oil was great. Wait till you try our special blend with cinnamon and nutmeg. Okay, we don't really have pumpkin spice oil changes. We do have the ability to keep your manufacturer's warranty in effect, have great coffee, snacks, Wi-Fi, comfortable waiting rooms, and the best staff around. Kelly's Automotive Service, where we service your vehicle but take care of you.
Tired of driving down that rough and bumpy driveway?
Let Moser Paving smooth out your driveway with grading, gravel, and some smooth and beautiful paving. Moser has been paving the way since 1965, so call the company that does it all. Utilities, demolition, leveling, rock deliveries, and of course, paving. Call the pros at Moser Paving, 479-2424. And don't forget to call Moser for your next rock delivery. That's 479-2424. Remember, 479-2424.
Leon getting ready to kick the football away. See if we can put it in the end zone again. Addresses it, puts his toe to it, and it's a big drive again. Deep into the end zone this time. Maybe a little bit of extra adrenaline after he'd missed the field goal. 53.1 seconds left. They'll bring it out to the 20-yard line for the Irish to finish out the first half with just 53 seconds left.
And the dangerous thing here for the Irish is the Cavemen still have two timeouts left. And with 53 seconds, you have an incomplete pass, which would stop the clock. So it kind of changes a little bit of how maybe the Irish go after this, you know, especially being down 20-3.
Two men split to the left-hand side, two to the right-hand side. Out of the pistol for Rahaley. Takes the snap, gives the ball to the right-hand side to Hall. Hall gets across to about the 25, 26-yard line. A quick gain of about 6 yards.
Yeah, so that big gain on first down right there for the Irish is going to force Coach Kennedy to not be able to use a timeout left or yet and kind of see how this next play goes, but also gives the Irish a little bit of breathing room.
Coming up to the 30-second mark, trips to the left-hand side, single receiver to the right. 26 seconds. There's the snap, and the give again to Hall, and Hall hit behind the line of scrimmage. He'll make no gain. He'll lose a couple on it.
Now Coach Kennedy uses the timeout, creating a little bit of a longer third down and still having a timeout left, kind of forcing the Irish's hand here with 16 seconds left.
So it's 3rd and 7, the Cavemen call timeout. We'll pause on our coverage. It's 20-3. We'll be back after this 30-second timeout.
Savings and services available every day at Plaza Sewing and Vacuuming, along with all the supplies you need. Did you realize that knitting, quilting, crocheting, crafting, and sewing increases your mental acuity and physical dexterity? Everything you need is at Plaza and always at Plaza's pleasing prices. Plus, Plaza's technicians are prepared to keep your vacuum at its peak with all the accessories you need. Open from 9:30 to 5 Monday through Friday, till 4 on Saturday, and noon to 4 on Sundays on 6th between H and I at Plaza Sewing and Vacuum.
Welcome back. Cavemen coming back onto the field after getting their instructions for what they want to do in this last almost 17 seconds left in the first half. Leading right now 20-3. Up by 17. Irish have the football. Trips to the right-hand side. Ball spotted on their own 24-yard line. Single receiver to the left out of the shotgun this time. There's a snap, and again, they give to Hall, and he dives ahead, gets a yard or two across the 25 out to about the 26, so he'll pick up a couple of more, bringing up 12.3 seconds.
Yeah, and Coach Kennedy calls his last timeout with the 12.3 seconds left, which is going to force Sheldon to have to punt the football. And you would imagine the Cavemen defense kind of pins their ears back and brings a little bit of pressure trying to block, knowing that they're going to roll every single time they've punted. They've rolled, you know, that rugby-style punt to the right-hand side. So you'd imagine you kind of go, you may put Hill back by himself, or you just don't worry about the punt itself. And if it rolls, it rolls. And you try to go block this thing and see if you can score quickly here with the last 12 seconds. Personally, I'd probably bring everybody up the line of scrimmage and sell out for the block. And if you let the ball roll out, you get the ball to start the half anyways. And the momentum is definitely flipped for the first time in a couple weeks the Cavemen's way. And, you know, I think the second quarter was good for the Cavemen.
Troops are deployed. Coming up the line of scrimmage at the 27-yard line of the Irish. For the Irish, one man's to the left-hand side, one to the right-hand side. Well, it's a punt formation. And the Cavemen put a lot of people on the line. One man is deep. And there's the kick. And almost blocked, but not quite. Hill takes it on the 42-yard line. Cuts the right-hand side. His hit and drop, though. Couldn't get outside to break it away. So with 4.1 seconds left, the Cavemen will have probably one snap. See if they throw it the length of the field. So, well, let's see if Rosetta Cox's arm. Who's the target? Trailer? Hill? Bowen, we'll see.
Yeah, this is typically one of those points, too, where Sheldon does have one timeout left, so it's one of those things where you may see the Cavemen line up in a formation, and we may see Sheldon use that final timeout just to make sure they, you know, because as a coach, you want to make sure your guys stay back on almost a prevent defense. So we'll see how the coach...
That's what they're showing now with three linemen up on the line of scrimmage. Trips for the go to the left-hand side for the Grants Pass Cavemen. Single man to the right-hand side. Ball is on the right hash mark. Rosetta reads the field. Takes a snap. Two-step drop. Pass the flat left-hand side. It's complete. And time expires as the man goes down about the 52-yard line. Gain of about 8. Ladies and gentlemen, second quarter brought to you by the Black Flag Armory, wishing the Cavemen victory on the field. Black Flag Armory on the Redwood Avenue, right in front of the Cedarwood. That's the end of the first half. Once again, it is 20-3. We'll be back with halftime stats after this 2-minute Caveman timeout.
Valvoline Instant Oil Change is still the one you can trust when it comes to all your vehicle maintenance. They provide oil change services as well as other services like serpentine belt replacement, transmission, and radiator service. Valvoline Instant Oil Change is your one stop for friendly, certified technicians and convenient drive-through service with no appointment necessary. They are still in that great and convenient location right next to Sea Casa Flores, the corner of the Parkway and F Street. Valvoline Instant Oil Change.
For more than 50 years, Abby's Legendary Pizza has been a go-to spot for post-game gatherings. Whether celebrating a big win or the achievement of competing well with their teammates, young athletes and their families know exactly what they'll find at Abby's. Our own team of dedicated employees, serving up delicious traditional-style pizza in a friendly atmosphere. So, good luck this season, athletes. Compete well. We'll see you after the game at Abby's. A legendary pizza tradition. Yum.
A recent Clouser Drilling customer shares her experience.
This is Susan from Griffin Creek. And listen, if you need a new well, I want you to call Clouser Drilling right away. They were absolutely fantastic. Everything from locating the water to the drilling process itself. Their staff was top-notch, thorough, professional, on time, precise, friendly. Answered all my questions, and believe me, I had a lot of them. You won't regret it. Call Clouser Drilling.
Visit ClouserDrilling.com.
Is your home energy efficient? Poorly sealed windows, lack of insulation, hidden holes in your attic, your basement, and crawl space can mean you're paying to cool or heat the outdoors. Don't do that. Keep money in your pocket and call for an energy audit today with Indoor Airman. Plus, the higher the energy score is on your home, the better resale value you have. 541-295-3204. Indoor Airman, your energy conservation specialist.
Welcome back, everyone. Once again, it is 20-3 right now. Grants Pass leading the Sheldon Irish as the Grants Pass marching band is taking the field for their award-winning show, number one in the state, with lots of little pink-clad cheerleaders on the field down there tonight. 18:04 on the clock in the warm-up time here. Run down the scoring for us, would you?
Yeah, the Keymans started the scoring with 38.9 seconds left in the first quarter with a one-yard pass from Rosetta to Brevik Hill. They went for two. It was no good to make the score 6-0. Then the Irish quickly answered back with 9:55 left in the second quarter, a 27-yard field goal to make it 6-3. Excuse me, it came in. Then with 8:02 left in the second quarter, a 24-yard pass from Rosetta to Trailer, field goal or PAT this time was good from Leon to make it 13-3. And then just last minute left in the fourth quarter, in the second quarter, the 19-yard pass to Hill again from Rosetta. The PAT was good from Leon to make it 20-3, which 20-3 is what we have as our halftime score.
All right, there you have it, ladies and gentlemen. We'll be back with the individual numbers right after this one-minute caveman timeout.
From the woods to the fields to the gridiron, Black Flag Armory is proud to support all sports enthusiasts. Outfit yourself with all the proper gear for a successful hunting season with proper accessories, scopes, cases, slings, cleaning accessories, all the popular ammunitions, plus the hard-to-find ones. Black Flag is more than hunting with everyday carry guns and accessories available on Redwood Avenue Monday through Saturday in front of the Cedarwood. Then hurry in from the field for Friday night kickoff with the Caveman.
Tired of the insurance runaround? At Insurance Lounge, we do things differently. Open 7 days a week. We make it easy to get coverage when it works for you. Our licensed agents? Non-commissioned. That means no pressure, just honest advice tailored to your needs. And as an independent broker, we shop multiple top carriers to find the best value on home and auto, Medicare and health, even help with retirement solutions to protect your hard-earned savings. With 4 locations in Oregon, visit your local stores in Grants Pass or Medford today. Your one-stop shop for all your insurance needs.
Welcome back, everyone. Once again, it is 20-3. We're at halftime here. The Caveman leading the Sheldon Irish. Individual numbers, first of all, the running back, number 23, Cody Hall. Unofficially, I have him 13 carries, 31 yards. Let's see. The quarterback was sacked a couple of times, minus 10. We've given 16 net yards off on the first half as the Caveman really teed off on them, particularly early. The young quarterback is Riker Raleigh, number 13, number 19. He is a 6 foot, 165 pound senior. Pardon me, sophomore. So not exactly your atypical quarterback, but has gotten the job done. I have him unofficially at 4-for-10 throwing the football, with certainly at least one interception. So a total of about 76 yards generated by the offense for the Irish here in the first period. Now for the Grants Pass Caveman, Trevor Powers, or Drayton Powers, I have him 13 carries, 70 yards. Winston Berg had one carry for 2 yards. Jordan Rosetta, one carry for 33 yards, 105 yards on the ground for the Grants Pass Cavemen. Through the air, 7 of 11 for Mr. Rosetta, 3 touchdown tosses and 104 yards. Give me 209 yards generated by the Grants Pass Cavemen here compared to 76 yards generated by the Irish. And that's reflected on the scoreboard with the Cavemen leading by a score of 20-3 as all of the young little cheerleaders on the field performing now all clad in pink. It's a grand sight, ladies and gentlemen. We'll continue with more right after this 1 minute Caveman timeout.
Farmers Building Supply, your local do-it-best stores in Grants Pass and Cave Junction, is proud to sponsor the Grants Pass Cavemen. We love the excitement of supporting our local athletes, whether at home or taking the competition on the road. No matter whether a home or away game, you can always catch us supporting our Grants Pass Cavemen, just like Grants Pass supports our family-owned store. Go Cavemen! Farmers Building Supply, creating confident solutions together for your home, farm, and ranch.
It's fall, and you know what that means. It's time for pumpkin spice and everything nice. Coming to Kelly's Automotive Service in Grants Pass and Medford for your pumpkin spice oil change. You thought 1040 weight oil was great. Wait till you try our special blend with cinnamon and nutmeg. Okay, we don't really have pumpkin spice oil changes. We do have the ability to keep your manufacturer's warranty in effect, a great coffee, snacks, Wi-Fi, comfortable waiting rooms, and the best staff around. Kelly's Automotive Service, where we service your vehicle but take care of you.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Chuck and Zach here in the press box here after the first half. And during the first half, we saw for the Grants Pass Cavemen a lot of, are you kidding me? A lot of, are you kidding me? A lot of, oh, that was great. Oh, how in the world did they do that? And then why in the world did they do that? And it's about the same for the Sheldon Irish. A strange football game in the first half, Zach.
Yeah, I mean, the first quarter alone, I mean, you could—I'm sure Coach Kennedy and a couple of their coaches on the offensive side, especially, were kind of scratching their heads, you know, just kind of looking around, going, "What are we doing?" Because this has kind of been the Cavemen offense the last couple of weeks. It's felt disorganized. It's felt, you know, lackluster. It hasn't been what we were accustomed to seeing in the first couple of weeks of the season. And I don't know if.
Certainly not the polished unit that we've seen here coming into this particular situation.
I don't know if we got spoiled from the first couple of weeks and the defense was kind of let out to dry, or the defense is just now playing better. Because like I talked about pregame, I don't think the defense has gotten enough kudos, especially early in the last couple of weeks. I mean, they kept the Cavemen in the last couple of games to give us the opportunity in, you know, the third and fourth quarter, especially last week at Sprague, and this week is exactly the same. I mean, obviously the Cavemen are not scared by the Sheldon receivers and their athleticism, which I agree with. I think we match person for person across the board, and so we're seeing a lot of man-to-man coverage from the Cavemen, which is something we definitely haven't seen from the Cavemen offense or from the Cavemen defense this year. And so by doing so, they're able to bring a lot of pressure, which is something that we've seen the other teams doing to Rosetta the last couple of weeks. And the Cavemen defense has just been, I mean, pinning their ears back, and they've been getting after it. Jet Stewart has been an absolute beast against the right tackle, or the left tackle, I believe, for the Irish. And he's been in there almost every play that we've talked about, a passing play, along with Tyler Meek blitzing. And then the secondary doing a good job. And then, you know, the secondary goes out and Brevik Hill gets, you know, that last interception to score right before the half there. And that's a big score for the Cavemen, because 20-3 feels much different than 13-3.
Oh, no question about it. Now, we've seen different things coming out of Coach Kennedy. We've seen some trick plays tonight. Some little razzle-dazzle out there that not used to seeing from what has been certainly a conservative coach to this point.
Yeah, I think being back at home is a big deal. I think that is something that is almost underestimated, especially from teams that come here. Even on a rainy, cold fall night, this is the first real rainy night that we've seen. You know, it hasn't rained a ton, and it's not raining right now, but it was raining most of the day. It's cold. It's definitely fall, and the atmosphere here has been fairly electric. And that goes a long way. And then when you have a sophomore quarterback on the other side of the ball, and the sophomore quarterback for Sheldon looks completely rattled, and rightfully so. He's been getting hit really hard by our Caveman defense. And so I think that goes a long way, but it's also allowing Coach Kennedy to get a little bit out of his comfort zone being at home and showing some different things. The cool thing is what he's showing isn't necessarily what I would consider a completely a trick play. There hasn't been, you know, the double passes or the flea flickers. It's just been putting, honestly, it's been putting Powers, Berg, and Rosetta in different positions and making people account for different ways the Cavemen are going to line up. And not only giving the fly, you know, the fly sweep to Powers on the one, but putting Powers in the backfield and doing those power run plays with extra blockers. But then not on that, not even there and stopping there, on the flip side of that, then you run a dead sprint with Powers out to the left. He hands off to Berg coming back to the right on a counter play where he could have kept it as well. And so they're opening up themselves, kind of showing teams the next couple of weeks for whatever the Cavemen get the opportunity to do, especially for the playoffs, kind of putting some stuff on film that teams are going to have to account for. And it's just adding more things that the teams are going to have to account for. And then when they're not, I mean, you give Powers any little bit of room, you know, especially when it gets to the playoffs, those become big, big, big plays.
All right, at this stage of the season, there are some things that you can stick in and not worry about people seeing them before. In fact, at this point, it makes him think, golly, he's got more up his sleeve and is not afraid to use them right now. So creating a little more mystery for that, for his offense, and things that they have to plan for that they didn't realize was there for the Grants Pass Cavemen.
Yeah, I think the more you put on tape, the more dangerous you become, especially with the Cavemen offense being so explosive. If you can put a whole bunch of different things on film, you can put a whole bunch of people touching the football on film, you can put a whole bunch of different formations on film, all of a sudden the coach, your head starts spinning as a coach, because do you go cover zero in some of these situations? Do you risk, you know, one thing we haven't seen yet, and I don't know that we'll see it tonight, especially with this lead, but now that Powers has been in that Wildcat formation, you know, he plays baseball for us in the spring, I know he can throw. So that's just another wrinkle that maybe other teams don't know about him. Some people will, like a Sheldon May, if they do their research and the football coach communicates with the baseball coach, you know, you may know he can throw, but other teams may not know some of those things. And so you're starting to put a whole bunch of things on film with a whole bunch of different wrinkles. We also know Brevik Hill can throw. So you start to add all these athletic kids that not only can throw but can run, are fast. You got Traylor already doing his thing on one side. It just makes the Cavemen that much more dangerous. But like I talked about pregame and somewhat in the middle of the first quarter when it was getting pretty frustrating to watch the offense do its thing, when Rosetta reads a defense and he proves why he's one of the better quarterbacks in the state and he's not just standing in the pocket throwing to one guy, when he will set back and read the defense, this offense is so dangerous because you can't just guard one person. And in the past couple of weeks, it's been you take Hill away, and he wasn't really going to anybody else, and Powers was a non-factor because of everybody in the box. Well, tonight, I know Hill's caught most of the touchdown passes, but Traylor has touchdown catch as well. Hill has two.
Bassett's got a catch.
Yeah.
Collins got a catch.
So he's spreading the ball around. I mean, Bassett almost scores prior to Hill scoring on the one-yard touchdown pass down to our left. And so when you start spreading the ball around like that, as well as giving Powers the opportunity to actually get positive running yards, which we haven't really seen the last couple weeks, this offense gets, you know, extremely dangerous and fun to watch. But it all stems from Jordan Rosetta, which, pressure or not, he plays high school quarterback, especially in this offense. Pressure is basically the rite of passage being a quarterback at Grants Pass. So with the pressure, you have to just be able to read the defense. He's doing a much better job of that tonight. But this third quarter is where the Cavemen have struggled. And like we talked about pregame, this third quarter is where the guys have been playing two ways. The guys have, you know, become more tired. It starts to get a little stressful, especially for those defensive and offensive linemen, which is where we've seen. But if Jet Stewart, who was another one we called a lot? Riley Wallace, he was a big name. Jacob Thomas, if some of those guys will continue to put pressure and they allow Meek and Howe and some of those guys to keep blitzing from their linebacker position, and the defense keeps giving the ball back to the Cavemen are very easily could run away with this thing, but they're going to have to adjust to whatever changes the Irish are going to make, because obviously on offense, the Irish are going to have to make some changes.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, the Grants Pass High Marching Band still performing in front of the fans here. Over 5 minutes left on the halftime clock, and we suspect that will go even longer. We'll take a little pause here. We'll be right back with more after this 1 minute caveman timeout.
Tired of driving down that rough and bumpy driveway?
Let Moser Paving smooth out your driveway with grading, gravel, and some smooth and beautiful paving. Moser has been paving the way since 1965, so call the company that does it all. Utilities, demolition, leveling, rock deliveries, and of course, paving. Call the pros at Moser Paving, 479-2424. And don't forget to call Moser for your next rock delivery. That's 479-2424. Remember, 479-2424.
Savings and services available every day at Plaza Sewing and Vacuuming, along with all the supplies you need. Did you realize that knitting, quilting, crocheting, crafting, and sewing increases your mental acuity and physical dexterity? Everything you need is at Plaza and always at Plaza's pleasing prices. Plus, Plaza's technicians are prepared to keep your vacuum at its peak with all the accessories you need. Open from 9:30 to 5 Monday through Friday, till 4 on Saturday, and noon to 4 on Sundays on 6th between H and I at Plaza Sewing and Vacuum.
Welcome back, everyone. There's a game and a half left in the regular season. Let's talk about the playoffs just momentarily. We mentioned earlier in the pregame that the Cavemen are ranked 16th. Now, the way the playoffs work this year is the top 16 teams go straight into the championship bracket. Now, that's the winner of or the champion from each conference goes directly in. And then the remaining six teams are brought up due to their rankings. That's the 16. Then the next eight go into the Columbia Cup. So with the Cavemen ranked 16th right now in the PIL, Roosevelt will win. It looks like going to win that conference. But at the same time, they're ranked 24th. So there's someone out of the top 16 going into that that championship bracket, probably forcing Grants Pass into the Columbia Cup, or at least that's the way it looks right now. Is that a fair analysis of what's happening, and what are your thoughts on the Cavemen going ahead?
Yeah, I mean, that the PIL League is really going to hurt the Cavemen, and the Cavemen have hurt themselves, yeah. Honestly. I mean, you always want to, as a coach or a player, you always want to control your own destiny, and the Cavemen have kind of burnt that bridge the last couple of weeks, but either team, Lincoln or Roosevelt, you know, Lincoln sitting at 22, Roosevelt sitting at 24, one of those two teams is going to win that league and going to bump somebody out. So the Cavemen are obviously sitting in the one spot you don't want to be in at that point, which is the number 16, because there's no other teams in this bracket that are going to hurt us that are in league contention at this point. I think the Cavemen could still get into the OSA bracket. Tonight's not going to help. It may even drop them one spot by playing Sheldon, because Sheldon...
Losing team on your home field doesn't get you a lot of points.
Yeah, I mean, Sheldon's ranked 30th. This isn't necessarily going to help the Cavemen by winning. This is one of those games the RPI ranking says you're supposed to win. So this one is either going to keep the Cavemen at 16. It could drop them down to 17. So then you have to go on the road to West Salem. West Salem is sitting at number 11 right now. That win would help, especially being on the road. That's weighted different. It's not going to bump you three or four spots, though, is the problem where the Cavemen are kind of sitting. I know it can bump you one or two for sure, depending on, you know, the scoring differential and all that, all the fun stuff that goes into the making of the RPI. But I think the Cavemen definitely have put themselves behind the eight ball. A win tonight going to 5-3 gets the Cavemen in the top 24 regardless of what happens next week. They cannot drop seven spots, so they would be in the Columbia Cup regardless.
And ranked pretty high at the top of the Columbia Cup, which could mean another home game.
Yeah, I mean, if you're going to be in the Columbia Cup, you want to be sitting in that 17, 18, 19 range. That gives you a chance, especially at the 17, 18 spot, that gives you the opportunity to possibly have two home playoff games. The good thing about that is, like we talk about pretty much every time the Cavemen are at home, playing at home in the Columbia Cup, I mean, they would be a little bit disappointed, I think, because I think their goals were a little bit higher. But it gives the seniors a chance to play some more games, especially at home. Tough place to play at home. And it really, I mean, this place gets, whether it's a Columbia Cup or the OSA bracket, this place would be a fun place to play on a Friday night in whatever cup they're in. And so, but definitely the Cavemen want to be in that 17, 18, 19 range if they're going to get bumped out of that OSAA bracket, which I think is possible, but they got to finish these last 24 minutes you know, with the Irish. And the Irish are going to come out hungry, and we'll see if the Irish can calm down their sophomore quarterback. But, you know, the sophomore quarterback is definitely – he's definitely been rattled. You can tell, but the hits are not playing well with him.
Well, and his backup is also a sophomore quarterback at this point. A band is completed and is leaving the field, ladies and gentlemen. About 3 minutes left on the halftime clock here. The football teams are out on the sidelines waiting for the football team to, or the football field to clear. You're listening to KAJO, Grants Pass, Oregon. It is 20-3, Grants Pass leading the Sheldon Irish. We'll be back with more after this one-minute caveman timeout.
Valvoline Instant Oil Change is still the one you can trust when it comes to all your vehicle maintenance. They provide oil change services as well as other services like serpentine belt replacement, transmission, and radiator service. Valvoline Instant Oil Change is your one stop for friendly, certified technicians and convenient drive-through service with no appointment necessary. They are still in that great and convenient location right next to Sea Casa Flores, the corner of the Parkway and F Street. Valvoline Instant Oil Change.
For more than 50 years, Abby's Legendary Pizza has been a go-to spot for post-game gatherings. Whether celebrating a big win or the achievement of competing well with their teammates, young athletes and their families know exactly what they'll find at Abby's. Our own team of dedicated employees, serving up delicious traditional-style pizza in a friendly atmosphere. So, good luck this season, athletes. Compete well. We'll see you after the game at Abby's. A legendary pizza tradition. Yum.
Welcome back, everyone. Both teams warming up on the sidelines. Interesting note, Trayton Powers doesn't look like he's going to play in the second half. He's got his jersey on, but no shoulder pads and no helmet, sitting on the sidelines as his team warms up. Any thoughts?
I mean, the only thing that kind of screams at me would be...
He never left a play.
Yeah, I mean, he may have missed the last one. I mean, we saw Berg on the very last play, but I just thought that was because of the end of the half. It wasn't really going anywhere. That kind of screams concussion to me. The fact that he's still in his he's got his pants on with his full pads on. He just doesn't have his shoulder pads or helmet. So that kind of screams concussion to me. Not ideal for the Cavemen, obviously, but at the same time, up 20-3, you know, it's probably good timing. You know, you and I were just talking off the air. He's been fairly banged up for most of the year. I mean, just the amount of touches he's getting. It's just the nature of the time of the year. So, I mean, hopefully it doesn't last too long, but it's also a good timing, kind of get him healthy, hopefully, prior to hopefully a little playoff run for the Cavemen.
Certainly at this time with the score, what it is and what we're projecting here for the second half, Berg is certainly capable of carrying the load. As the Cavemen are getting ready for the second half here right now, Grants Pass Fire and Rescue going by on A Street right now. If you hear the sirens, no, nothing happening on the field. Just blowing the siren as they go by as the warm-up clock expires. Just about ready to get this one on. Now the Cavemen will receive the football to get this second half started. So as Neil Diamond's Sweet Caroline fades into the background, both teams take the field here. Cavemen leading 20-3. It's the Cavemen deploy their troops to see who is going to bring this one back. Let's look back and see. It's we expect number two, Weston Berg, back in single safety. Standing early up on about the 10-yard line as the Irish are getting ready to kick it away. Number 33 handles are kicking. Osvaldo Canchola puts his toe to the football. And it goes to the left-hand side and out of bounds at about the 15-yard line. Flag flies as it goes out of bounds.
Yeah, it's going to give Cavemen really good field position.
And breaks this it out to 35, doesn't it?
Yeah, this is a really important drive for the Cavemen. I think if you can come out and score, you're already winning 20-3. The Irish offense so far hasn't showed much, but like I said, the Cavemen defense has been showing, you know, tired in the third quarter. And so I think if the Cavemen offense will come out and score, especially right off the bat, this gets a little bit dangerous for the Irish at this point.
All right, Cavemen come up to the line of scrimmage. It'll split one man to the left, two men to the left. Got a blocking back and Berg as the tailback out of the pistol this time. And before they can get snap count off of whistle blows.
And again, this is the same way the Cavemen started the first quarter. the Sheldon Irish defensive line rotated, just shifted to the right one offensive lineman, and Ty Davis again jumps on the false start. So identical way that to start the third quarter that we started the first quarter.
So it's first and 15, ball at the 30-yard line now. Two men split to the right-hand side, one to the left-hand side. Here we go. Bassett in the backfield as a blocker. There's the snap. Wants to throw. Forced out of the pocket. Moves to the right-hand side. Stiff arm. Gets away. Puts his head down. Drives to the sideline. There's a flag down as Rosetta drove the ball out of bounds. Picked up a couple of yards.
Yeah, the Keeman went with the fake wide receiver screen. They tried to run Hill past like he was blocking and run him deep. Irish didn't fall for it, so Rosetta did a good job of not trying to force it into a window. There wasn't one, but then I do believe they're going to get a holding call once Rosetta got outside the pocket. I think you're going to get a holding call on Bowen, who was the outside receiver on this side of the football.
So teams moving back and forth.
But the Irish are going to decline it because they already had the first on the five-yard penalty to begin. So they're already a second and 15, so it's not going to gain them anything by giving the Cayman offense another opportunity.
So two men go split to the left-hand side, one to the right-hand side, slot right. All right, Rosetta in the gun. Gets the snap. Pass to the flat, left-hand side. It's complete to the 35-yard line, out to about the 36-yard line. So that'll be a gain of, once again, about six. Bowen on the reception.
A dangerous throw by Rosetta, but a good throw by Rosetta at the same time. Throws it right as Bowen came out of the hitch in time for the corner not to get there. Neither could the outside linebacker. And then Bowen did the rest to get a couple extra yards after that.
All right, third down and about eight. 2 men split to the right-hand side, two to the left-hand side. Again, a throwing situation. Head in the shotgun. Berg to the right shoulder of Rosetta. Rosetta, two-step drop. Here comes the pressure. He's got time. Passes away, and it's complete down to about the 42-yard line. First down yardage easily.
Another dangerous pass by Rosetta, but a good job of Hill on the deep post route. Rosetta had to fit it in, which we know Rosetta has the arm strength to do. Fits it in between the safeties. And Hill, great job because he knew he was going to take a shot. He did take a shot, but he caught the ball as he was getting ready to take the shot. Settles down in the pocket and does a good job.
All right, first down and 10 for the Grants Pass Cavern. This time in Irish territory, ball spotted at the 37-yard line. 2 men split left, 1 man split to the right-hand side. Bassett in the backfield as a blocker. Makes a hole for Berg. Berg puts his head down and hits to about the 35-yard line. So he'll pick up about 1 this time. Second down and 9. Not much of a hole there.
No, there hasn't been much of a hole at times for the Cayman offensive line, but the Cayman passing game has definitely helped open up holes at times.
You're listening to KAJO, Grants Pass, Oregon. Caveman football on the air. Split right, slot right, split 2 men split to the left-hand side. Out of the shotgun for Rosetta. There's a snap, two-step drop, wants to throw. Passes away down the right-hand side, looking for Hill. Overthrown as straight down the sideline. Pardon me, that was Trailer.
Yeah, the Irish put both safeties on the other side of the field on the more wide receiver heavy side, especially where Hill is, and Trailer was manned up on the bottom by himself, the side closest to us, and he had the corner beat by a couple steps, but Rosetta led him too far towards the sidelines and missed almost out of bounds.
Third and 9 for the Grants Pass Cavemen. Ball in Irish territory at the 36-yard line. Showing 1 man to the right-hand side, 2 men to the left-hand side. Slot right, Berg is the tailback. Rosetta takes a snap. 3-step drop. Gets the pass away quickly down left-hand side. Wide open to the left-hand side. It's Hill. At the 10-yard line, splits a man, dives for the end zone, touchdown, Grants Pass. So Hill, another score.
Yeah, and a great job by Hill. It's that corner route concept that the Cavemen absolutely love. And with the Irish being manned up all across the board, Hill's wide open. They're actually not a great ball by Rosetta. The ball's underthrown by probably 5 or 6 yards towards the sidelines. But Hill does a great job of adjusting, going and catching it, makes the safety miss on the tackle, and then leaps probably about 4 yards into the end zone.
Try for point after. Coming off the toll of Alejandro Leon out of the hole to Brevin Kill. 9:44 on the clock. It's 26-3. There's the snap. And the kick is up, and they say it's good. 27-3. Grants Pass leading here in the third period. We'll be back with the kickoff after this one-minute Caveman timeout.
A recent Clouser Drilling customer shares her experience.
This is Susan from Griffin Creek. And listen, if you need a new well, I want you to call Clouser Drilling right away. They were absolutely fantastic. Everything from locating the water to the drilling process itself. Their staff was top-notch, thorough, professional, on time, precise, friendly, answered all my questions, and believe me, I had a lot of them. You won't regret it. Call Clouser Drilling.
Visit ClouserDrilling.com.
Is your home energy efficient? Poorly sealed windows, lack of insulation, hidden holes in your attic, your basement, and crawl space can mean you're paying to cool or heat the outdoors. Don't do that. Keep money in your pocket and call for an energy audit today with Indoor Air Man. Plus, the higher the energy score is on your home, the better resale value you have. 541-295-3204. Indoor Airman, your energy conservation specialist.
Cave it up 27-3, leading the Sheldon Irish here at Mellingham Field Friday night. It was a wet night, a lot of rain earlier. Never a heavy rain, just a lot of mist and sprinkles, but got everything soaked. Addressing the football now, and Leon puts his toe to it again. This one's high and again into the end zone, about 5 yards into the blue Grants Pass, just shy of the Grants Pass Commons. 9:44 on the clock. We're in the third period. Once again, this is Grants Pass's Caveman Football, KAJO Grants Pass, Oregon. So the Irish have the ball on their own 20-yard line. Quarterback remains Riker Rahaley. Thought we might see the other quarterback, but not at this point. 2 men split to the left-hand side, 2 to the right-hand side. He's got a running back there with him. That's Hall. There's a snap, 3-step drop. Here comes the pressure, gets the pass away. It's complete to Hall at the 20-yard line. It's a little screen set up across the 30-yard line. Breaks free across the 40-yard line to the 50, across the 45. Still on his feet at the 40, down to the 35. Wow! Zigging and zagging through the Caveman players who just fell to the sideline.
Yeah, finally brought down by Ty Dungy, number 6, but the Cavemen were completely caught off guard. Did a good job in the first half with the screen game, but that middle screen to the running back was just wide open for the Irish.
All right, first down and 10 inside Grants Pass territory at the Grants Pass 35-yard line for the Irish. Trips to the right-hand side. That's the wide side of the field. A single receiver to the left. There's the snap, and again, the give to number 23, Hall, puts his head down. Stops shy about the 31-yard line. That'll be a gain of about 4.
And a good tackle there by number 14, Parker Howe, from his linebacker position, kind of wading the waters between offensive linemen and finds a hole and able to bring him down for a short gain.
Trips to the right-hand side, 2nd down and 6. Man to the left-hand side also. Now they turn to look to the coach, signaling in the plays. They're set. Back into their stances. There is a snap. 3-step drop by Ray Haley. Throwing deep, looking for a man in the end zone, and it is broken up by the Grants Pass game and incomplete.
Good defense there from Bronx Ely, having to come into the game and put into the game because of Powers going down. He does a good job of running with the receiver, who is kind of going on a deep, skinny post route. Kind of had a step on him, but then Ely did a good job of getting back to the football and knocking it away.
So 3rd down on about 6 now. Ball spotted on the 31-yard line of the Cavemen for the Irish. Empty backfield, 5 wideouts, 3 to the right-hand side, 2 to the left. Play coming in from the sidelines as we speak as Rahaley turns and looks back at his head coach. He's ready. He's set. Here's the snap. Looks to the left-hand side. Throws quickly, and it's complete across the 25-yard line and brought down on about the 15-yard line.
Yeah, again, the Caymans are having to go in man coverage there because of the formation. Cam Hollins there on defense. Looked like he got beat by a step, but then kind of misses the tackle, which allowed them to get the first down.
8:04 on the clock. Grants Pass leading 27-3 and driving are the Sheldon Irish in the red zone. Ball on the 15-yard line. First and 10. One man split to the right-hand side. Drips at a triangle to the left-hand side. There's the snap. Play action fake. They give it to the right-hand side. Man going around. He's hit. Before he gets back to the line of scrimmage, he'll lose yardage. He'll lose about 3.
Yeah, and there's that little wide receiver reverse that I kind of mentioned in the first half that the Irish were setting up, but the Caymans were not fooled. And a great job. It looked like, I think, Titan Davis stayed home on the backside and was there to swallow it up as the receiver came back around.
Second down and 13. Two to the right. Three trips to the right-hand side. Again, the empty backfield. 5 wideouts. Wants to throw it into the end zone. 7:14 on the clock. It's running. Third period. The long snap count. Wants to throw. Pass the thigh. Right-hand side. Incomplete.
Great coverage by Brevik Hill. They tried to throw the quick little hitch to the outside. Hill was all over it. And actually, the quarterback is lucky. He threw it short and down to the right of the wide receiver, because I think if he throws it inside or right to the receiver, Hill picks it off and it's a pick six.
Again, at empty backfield, it is third down and 13. Ball on the 18-yard line of the Grants Pass Caymen for the Irish. There's the snap. Wants to throw. Heavy pressure. Brought down about the 28-yard line. Caymen bring pressure and create a loss.
The crazy thing is that's the first time the Caymen haven't brought pressure but got nothing but pressure from the Caymen defensive line. That was Elijah Hernandez with a sack, but Stinson, Titan Davis, and Jet Stewart were all trailing right behind him. That defensive line has played incredible so far.
6:35 on the clock, third period. That brings up fourth down and 22 as the ball is back on the 27-yard line. Outside of the red zone. Trips to left-hand side, to one to the right-hand side. As Hall is right back in the backfield. Still wants to throw. Rahaley to the right-hand side. Here comes the pressure again. Rolls around and he's caught back at the 40-yard line. He'll go down again.
Yeah, first man there this time was number 50, Titan Davis, from his defensive line position. Then he's met, like I said again, by every defensive lineman, plus Parker Howe from his linebacker position, goes backwards, loses more yards. Huge turnover on downs for the Caymen defense. Again, really answering the call.
So the Caymen get the football back. First down and 10 at their own 40-yard line. Is that a back end of the line, back end of the huddle now? Two men split to the right-hand side. One to the left-hand side for the Grants Pass Caymen. Out of the pistol this time. It's not on the right-hand side. That's Bassett. There's a snap. Turn gives to Burke. Burke's got a hole left-hand side. Puts his head down and gets a 6 or 7. Gets it back to about the 44-yard line, I believe.
Yeah, it looked like an RPO for the Caymen, but he ended up giving it right up the middle to Burke. Gets a good couple yards on first down. But this is one of those drives for the Caymen where you go and score here and you make it a 34-3 football game. It pretty much puts this Sheldon team almost out of reach with the way the Caymen defense is playing.
Up the line of scrimmage come the Caymen out of the huddle. Two men split to the right-hand side, one to the left-hand side. Again, about that same formation with Berg to the left shoulder of Rosetta. There's a snap, Rosetta, two-step drop. Looks to the right-hand side, throws down the field. Intercepted. It was caught by Hill. He was hit. The ball flew into the air and came down to the hands of a receiver. They may say that Hill was down with the football.
No, they're going to say it's incomplete. The back judge is ruling that it's incomplete, that the ball hit the ground.
Wow. Well, we'll turn that over to the replay judge. Wait a minute.
I think the caveman dodged a bullet there. That's a tough catch for Hill to have to make that catch there, I think. I mean, that's one of those throws as a quarterback. You let go of it. You kind of hold your breath because you see the safety last second.
Hill was hit hard. He's gone to the sidelines now.
Yeah, he took quite a hit from the safety. I thought the ball was intercepted.
I did too.
I'm not sure the ball hit the ground, so the caveman may have dodged a bullet on that one.
So that brings up third and about 8 for the Grants Pass Caveman. Ball still on the 42-yard line. Moving people around. We got 2 men split to the left-hand side, 1 to the right. Now we're moving back to the right-hand side here. Out of the pistol this time. So there's a snap. 2-step drop. Screen set up on the left-hand side. Passes out complete, but there'll be no gain on it. They'll get it to about the 40. They'll pick up about a yard.
Yeah, they tried to go with a little tight end screen to Bassett, but the Irish were not fooled, and they had a couple of linebackers sitting on top of it, ready to make the tackle, bringing up now a 4th down for the Caveman offense. It looks like we're going to see a punt with Leon going on the field.
Is this the first punt for the Caveman tonight?
This is number 1, yes.
4:43. Showing on the clock. Caveman leading 27-3. Single safety back about the 25-yard line for the Irish. Good snap from center. Balls went high, and lots of saying. Fair catch called for and fielded about on the 26-yard line. So first down and 10 for the Irish on the 26, 4:25 to play. You're listening to Caveman Football here on KAJO, Grants Pass, Oregon. On to West Salem next Friday night. And if you're looking for some football action tomorrow, about 4 o'clock, they're going to kick off in Austin Stadium. It's the Ducks taking on the Wisconsin Badgers. Pre-game starts at 2 o'clock right here on KAJO Radio. Up the line of scrimmage now come the Sheldon Irish. Trips to the left-hand side, single receiver to the right. They're looking to generate some offense here. They came and put up 4 down linemen defensively. There's the snap. Sharp drop by Rayleigh. Gets to the tailback coming out of the backfield. Complete. Gets across the 30 down to about the 34-yard line. So that'll be a gain of about 8.
Yeah, and the Caveman have so far in the second half have been struggling with those little wide receiver running back screens. Kind of getting lost in translation, a couple of the linebackers are. But that's also tough in the position of being in that man-to-man coverage.
Trips to the right-hand side, single receiver to the left for Rahaley. 3:50 left, third period action here on KAJO Grants Pass. There's the snap, and the give this time to Hall. Hall looking for a room, has a little hole, gets first down yardage as he gets across the 35 out to about the 38-yard line. So about a 4-yard gain there for Hall. About 84 yards on the night unofficially for the bracket. Those have been hard yards, too. 27-3. Grants Pass leading the Irish. The Irish on the move right now here in the third period. First and 10 from the Grants Pass 37. There's the snap. Deep drop by Rahaley. Passed flat left-hand side. Hits complete. 1 tackle miss. 2nd tackle miss. Brought down about the just shy of the first down. He'll pick up about 9.
Yeah, and another screen the Caveman are not ready for. The defensive linemen are actually part of this. The problem right now is they're feeling like, oh, I got a free release to go to the quarterback. And it's one of the hardest things to do as a defensive lineman. If you get a free release because the lineman lets you go, you have to stop because all you got to know is there's a screen coming behind it. Right now the Cavemen are just going, which is causing a lot of tension and pressure on those linebackers.
Second down and 1. Trips to the right-hand side. This is 2 to empty backfield, as a matter of fact. 5 wideouts. 2 to the narrow side of the field. Rahaley deep, drops deep, and the freshman quarterback is brought down. Grants Pass's number 54 brings it down. That's Riley Wallace. And that'll be a loss of about 4.
Yeah, and I think you're also going to have a holding call on the right guard. Yeah, there's going to be a holding.
The ball is resting on the 43-yard line right now. That's a loss of about 3 or 4. and they're still discussing what to do with the penalty now. 2:31 showing on the clock here in the third period. Once again, Caveman leading 27-3. Up by 24 points right now. Now we're about to have the penalty enforced.
Yeah, and the weird thing is you got the coach from Sheldon out in the middle of the field. He's talking to his own players because the white hat told him something. It's just not something you normally see with the coach. Just in the middle of the field nonchalantly. And now he's walking back towards the white hat. Still out past the numbers.
Flag is still on the field. Nobody's picked up.
And so is the coach.
Yeah. And coach is still on the field here. As I think timeout has been called, and I'm not sure who called it. 27-3 the score. We'll be back right after this 30-second Caveman timeout.
From the woods to the fields to the gridiron, Black Flag Armory is proud to support all sports enthusiasts. Outfit yourself with all the proper gear for a successful hunting season with proper accessories, scopes, cases, slings, cleaning accessories, all the popular ammunitions, plus the hard-to-find ones. Black Flag is more than hunting with everyday carry guns and accessories available on Redwood Avenue Monday through Saturday in front of the Cedarwood. Then hurry in from the field for Friday night kickoff with the Caveman.
All right, this is an official timeout where the official called both coaches into the center of the field and talked to them and says, make sure that everybody is playing nice. And now the Sheldon coach comes to the right-hand side. Coach Kennedy still having a word with the white hat referee. And now he walks away. We're almost ready to play some football again. Ball is resting on the 38-yard line.
Yeah, I'm assuming something got said, which is what those conversations usually produce. Coach Kennedy didn't look real thrilled about the conversation at the middle of the field, though, either.
Yeah, one of the officials the lineman just picked the ball up, moved it back to the 37-yard line. It's probably a more accurate where it belongs, according to the sideline. Now, it's second down and about 11 for the Irish Trips. Right at the end of the line of scrimmage right now, there's the snap, little end around fake, throwing the ball down deep, and it is complete out to about the 40-yard line. Man is hit and dropped, not dropped. Now he goes down about the 38-yard line.
Yeah, kind of the first real trick play that's been productive for the Irish. They go fake to the running back on the stretch play to the right, fake reverse back to the left. Quarterback drops the throw, and the wide receiver got lost, and in the caveman coverage was wide open.
Trips split to the right-hand side. First and 10 in Grants Pass territory for the Irish right now. One man split to the left-hand side. There's a snap. Deep drop by Rahaley. Here comes the pressure. The pass is away, and it's a complete screen set up on the right-hand side. Matt's got some running room, and it's Hall getting up to about the 15-yard line. So this one will go for about 20 yards, and the Irish are moving the football.
And if you're the defensive line coach for the Cavemen, you can hear them all screaming because the Cavemen defensive line is just going with reckless abandon, like I was saying, with no remorse to all the guys just going past them for the screen.
Trips the right-hand side, end in tight on the left. For the Irish, first down and 10, ball on the 15-yard line of Grants Pass. They've been here before and been turned away. We'll see what happens momentarily. There's the snap. And they give to Hall. Hall has a big hole left-hand side. I don't think anybody touched him. Touchdown from the 15-yard line. His first rushing touchdown of the night. Well, that's the first touchdown for the Irish at all. There's a young back, 95 yards on the night. He's been a workhorse.
And it's just a run stretch play back to the left-hand side, and there was no caveman linebacker to be found. It was an easy touchdown. He didn't even get his shoulder pad touched on that one.
1:13 left here in the third period. Point after coming for the Sheldon Irish. Once again, number 33, Osvaldo Canchola. And the kick is up. Looks good. And the officials say it is good. It is now 27-10, 1:13 to play. We'll be back with a kickoff after this one-minute caveman timeout.
Tired of the insurance runaround? At Insurance Lounge, we do things differently. Open 7 days a week. We make it easy to get coverage when it works for you. Our licensed agents, non-commissioned. That means no pressure, just honest advice tailored to your needs. And as an independent broker, we shop multiple top carriers to find the best value on home and auto, Medicare and health, even help with retirement solutions to protect your hard-earned savings. With 4 locations in Oregon, visit your local stores in Grants Pass or Medford today. Your one-stop shop for all your insurance needs.
Farmers Building Supply, your local do-it-best stores in Grants Pass and Cave Junction, is proud to sponsor the Grants Pass Cavemen. We love the excitement of supporting our local athletes, whether at home or taking the competition on the road. No matter whether a home or away game, you can always catch us supporting our Grants Pass Cavemen, just like Grants Pass supports our family-owned store. Go Cavemen! Farmers Building Supply, creating confident solutions together for your home, farm, and ranch.
Back in single safety is Weston Bird for the Grants Pass game, and standing about on his 10-yard line, the Irish have chosen not to kick it real deep. 1:13 on the clock. We'll see what happens this time around.
Without Powers being back, you would think they would kick it to Berg and not necessarily worry about it. No.
Addresses the football, and there's the kick, and this one bounces on the 10-yard line and into the end zone. They'll bring it back out to the 20. Get a line drive kick, bounced right about the 10-yard line in the end zone.
Yeah, the turf has stayed fairly wet, even though, I mean, we haven't had any rain tonight since the game started, per se, but definitely feels dewy out there in the full fall evening.
It is certainly October. It is certainly late October. What are you dressing up as for Halloween?
Yeah, probably won't be dressing up. I think we'll be doing a football game with you.
Oh, there is that. So you're dressed up like an announcer. Not like your mask. Cavemen come out first down and 10 from their own 20-yard line, sending two men to each side right now. Berg is the tailback to the right shoulder of Rosetta and the shotgun. There's the snap. Passes away quickly, left-hand side. It's complete across the 30-yard line. Still on his feet, fighting for more running room is Hill. Hill gets across the 35 out to about the 37-yard line. So a gain of 17.
Yeah, that was Traylor coming outside on the quick slant across the field. Rosetta did a good job of letting him clear the outside linebacker that was going to the flat. And once he cleared the linebacker, he hits him right in the hole right there. And then Traylor does a couple other moves and keeps getting up the field. It was a great first down play for the Cavemen.
2 minutes, split the left-hand side, slot left, split right. There's the snap. This time they give to Berg. Berg bites his way to the right-hand side. He was hit behind the line of scrimmage and had his bite his way back. I don't think there was any gain on the play, but certainly there was no loss.
No, he does a great job. Once he gets the football, he instantly gets the stiff arm going to get himself back to the line of scrimmage. Great individual effort there by Berg.
Yeah, that was a hard-fought no gain. Third period about to expire, ladies and gentlemen. It's 27-10, the score. We'll be back with more right after this one-minute caveman timeout.
It's fall, and you know what that means. It's time for pumpkin spice and everything nice. Come into Kelly's Automotive Service in Grants Pass and Medford for your pumpkin spice oil change. You thought 1040 weight oil was great. Wait till you try our special blend with cinnamon and nutmeg. Okay, we don't really have pumpkin spice oil changes. We do have the ability to keep your manufacturer's warranty in effect, have great coffee, snacks, Wi-Fi, comfortable waiting rooms, and the best staff around. Kelly's Automotive Service, where we service your vehicle but take care of you.
Tired of driving down that rough and bumpy driveway?
Let Moser Paving smooth out your driveway with grading, gravel, and some smooth and beautiful paving. Moser has been paving the way since 1965, so call the company that does it all. Utilities, demolition, leveling, rock deliveries, and of course, paving. Call the pros at Moser Paving, 479-2424. And don't forget to call Moser for your next rock delivery. That's 479-2424. Remember, 479-2424.
I need to give some extra love to Kelly's Automotive Service. They did bring you that third quarter. They're located in Grants Pass and Medford. They service your vehicle, but take care of you. We certainly appreciate their efforts and their support here at Caveman Football. Fourth quarter coming up right now. Brought to you by Abby's Pizza. Give them a call at 541-476-2133. Have your pizza delivered by the end of the game. Or just stop by after the game. Great place to stop by and relax after the game and discuss who did what to who. Two men split to the right-hand side. Slot on the right-hand side. Split left for the Grants Pass Cavemen. First down and 10. Second down and 10 from the 37-yard line. There's a snap. Rosetta back deep. Forced out of the pocket. Now surrounded and brought down. Behind the line of scrimmage, it'll be a loss on the play. Is there a flag down? Looks like there's a flag back on about the 29-yard line. It is holding against Grant's pass.
That's going to be a holding call. Yeah. But with the loss on the sack, I believe they're going to, they're going to decline the penalty and take the long third down here for the Cavemen.
So a loss of about four. So third and 14 for the Grants Pass Cavemen. Here in the fourth period, leading 27-10. Now the Cavemen have their signal. They'll send 1-2. 2 men to the right-hand side, slot right-hand side. Trailer comes along to the left-hand side. Out of the shotgun, Berg goes to the left shoulder of Rosetta. Powers on the sideline without in his jersey, but no helmet and no shoulder pads. Back to throw. And passes away, and it is incomplete.
Yeah, he had Bowen on the deep in route, but missed him a little bit low on the throw, so it's going to cause the Cavemen to have to punt here on fourth down. You can feel the Irish starting to feel like they're a part of this game all of a sudden.
Suddenly a little momentum shift here. Fourth period showing 11-16 left to play in the contest. Punt from Leon will come up from about the 23-yard line. Single safety back. High snap from center, but they get it away. High, but short, and it will come down about on the 40. Takes a high bounce. Fielded then on the 30-yard line. The man is hit and dropped immediately. We're going to spot it back on the 29-yard line. So first down and 10 for the Sheldon Irish from their own 29-yard line. Here in the fourth period, trailing the Grants Pass Cavemen by 17.
Hey, this is a really important drive for the Cavemen defense. They've done a good job so far this game, except for that last series. But a very important drive for them to get off the field, get the Cavemen the ball back. Otherwise, this game becomes very, very scary.
Trips to left-hand side. Ended tight on the right. Rahaley, the quarterback, all to his left shoulder. He's the tailback. He's been the workhorse all night. He gets the football, comes off right tackle, gets a hold, cuts across the 40-yard line, across the 50-yard line, caught from behind, and brought down. It was Bassett who finally caught him and brought him down on the 40-yard line.
Yeah, this is that part of the game where we've really seen the game in the last couple weeks. The energy, the tiredness really starts to show, and we're starting to see it with the missed tackle from the Cavemen defense already.
First and 10 in Grants Pass territory. There's the snap, and again, the give to Hall comes off right tackle. This time the hole is not there, and he gets about 2 yards. He'll get to about the 41-yard line.
The problem from the Cavemen defense the last couple weeks in the second half has truly been tackling. And right there, the last couple of plays, except for that one where Titan Davis makes a good tackle, it's been the missed tackles that have really been the kryptonite for the Cavemen.
Second and 8. Trips to left-hand side. Single receiver to the right on the right hash mark. Second down and 8. Enter in the Grants Pass territory for the Irish. They turn now and look to the sidelines for the official play coming in. It's changed. They'll move Hall to the left-hand side of Rahaley. That's the wide side. Rahaley, three-step drop. Here comes the pressure. Passes away down the field. The man is wide open but overthrown. Their receivers have been going deep and been open but overthrown. So Rahaley, unofficially 9 of 18 throwing the football.
Yeah, he had number 84, Emmett Robinson. He beat Reed Rhodes off the line of scrimmage and had him beat for a touchdown, but Rahaley just misses him deep, which luckily for the game and dodged another bullet.
Single receiver to the right, trips to the left-hand side. Here we go again, third down and 8. Ball at the 42-yard line. This time they'll move Hall to the right shoulder, Rahaley. There's a snap, and they give to Hall again. He's hit immediately and brought down. It'll be a loss on the play. Back on the 45-yard line, he'll lose 3.
Great job by number 67, Riley Toth, shedding the right guard, not even giving him a chance. And he was in the backfield right as Hall got the football, and the Cavemen did a good job of rallying and tackling him in the backfield for a loss, bringing up 4th down.
Empty backfield. Hall comes as a receiver to the right-hand side now. That's Rahaley now. Everybody turns and looks again. Coming out of the 9-minute mark here in the 4th period. Cavemen up by 17, and the Irish are driving. Deep drop, steps up to the pocket, throws the pass away, and it's complete at the 20-yard line down to about the 15.
Yeah, they came in good pressure on him, but he says that the pocket takes a hit, and the Cavemen secondary is really struggling, staying with some of these receivers, and he had a guy wide open on a deep post route, causing this first down for the Irish.
So the Irish have a first down in the red zone, ball on the 16-yard line. Trips to left-hand side, ended tight on the right this time. Turns loose football, and he goes back, and it's still a loose football. The Cavemen have it back. No, it's blown dead. It will still be the Irish football. It was a bad snap from center, went through the quarterback's hands. He dove for it, seemed to corral it, and then it slipped out again. And the official called the first time that he corralled it as a dead ball. So the ball is spotted right now on the 27-yard line.
See, and I disagree with that one. I don't think the quarterback ever had it. I just
never controlled it.
No, and I disagree with that one. Like, I think the Cavemen threw an interception earlier when they said they hit the ground. The quarterback never had that ball. He kicked it around once he slid onto it. He never regained full possession of it.
However, we didn't make the call. Second down and what? About 21 to go. There's the snap. Deep drop again by Rahaley. Looks down the field. Forced out of the pocket. Rolls to the right-hand side. Looks down. Throws the ball into the sidelines. Incomplete. I have him 10 of 20 throwing the football now.
Yeah, the Cavemen are now having to adjust their coverages a little bit. Getting beaten all that man coverage. So now they're having to rely on the front four of the defensive line for the Cavemen to get pressure. They're doing a good job. But three of the four defensive linemen are going both ways and have hands on their hips, so you can tell the Cavemen defensive line is getting tired.
Up the line of scrimmage, third down and long. Empty backfield, 5 wideouts. There's the snap. Here comes the rush. Man pulls it down straight ahead. Looked like a quarterback keeper all the way as he goes across the 15-yard line and slides down to about the 14-yard line. So that's going to bring up a fourth down play, but fourth and goal.
Yeah, it's a good read by the quarterback for the Irish. All the linebackers went to the flats. There was nobody in the middle of the field. But on that play, when you got third and 21, you kind of got to, especially trailing 17, you got to kind of put your life on the line a little bit and keep going. He slid, creating a very long fourth down still.
And timeout has been called. A look at the scoreboard with 7:15 remaining in the game. It's 27-10. Grants passed by 17. We'll be back right after this 30-second Caveman timeout.
Savings and services available every day at Plaza Sewing and Vacuuming, along with all the supplies you need. Did you realize that knitting, quilting, crocheting, crafting, and sewing increases your mental acuity and physical dexterity? Everything you need is at Plaza and always at Plaza's pleasing prices. Plus, Plaza's technicians are prepared to keep your vacuum at its peak with all the accessories you need. Open from 9:30 to 5 Monday through Friday till 4 on Saturday and noon to 4 on Sundays on 6th between H and I at Plaza Sewing and Vacuum.
27-10 the score, 7:15 left to play in the football game. And it's been a strange one, folks, the momentum going back and forth.
Yeah, this is a big fourth down here, obviously. If the Irish score here, it kind of gets them back in striking distance of the Cavemen. Whereas if the Cavemen can stop them here and then go put points on the board, it basically puts the Irish out of the game.
A touchdown here would make it a one-touchdown game. They would lead by seven. It's a 17-point margin right out, 27-10. That would make it 10. Make it a 10-point margin, so it'd be a two-score margin still. Empty backfield again. Ball on the 14-yard line of the Cavemen, and a whistle stops the action before the snap can get away.
Coach Kennedy called the timeout.
So timeout by the Cavemen. So we'll take a little pause. The deep breath, ladies and gentlemen. We'll be right back after this. 1 minute, Cavemen timeout.
Valvoline Instant Oil Change is still the one you can trust when it comes to all your vehicle maintenance. They provide oil change services as well as other services like serpentine belt replacement, transmission, and radiator service. Valvoline Instant Oil Change is your one stop for friendly, certified technicians and convenient drive-through service with no appointment necessary. They are still in that great and convenient location right next to Sea Casa Flores, the corner of the Parkway and F Street. Valvoline Instant Oil Change.
For more than 50 years, Abby's Legendary Pizza has been a go-to spot for post-game gatherings. Whether celebrating a big win or the achievement of competing well with their teammates, young athletes and their families know exactly what they'll find at Abby's. Our own team of dedicated employees, serving up delicious traditional-style pizza in a friendly atmosphere. So, good luck this season, athletes. Compete well. We'll see you after the game at Abby's. A legendary pizza tradition. Yum.
Welcome back. Both teams coming back out on the field. It is a fourth down, eight to go. Ball on the 14-yard line of the Cavemen for the Sheldon Irish. So big fourth down play here. Five wideouts right now. Empty backfield for the young quarterback, Rahaley. Rahaley wants to throw, looks to the end zone. Here comes the pressure. He's hit and dropped back on about the 32-yard line. The Cavemen get the ball back. So the defense steps up. It held again. At the 7-minute mark, 7:10 to play, the Cavemen get the football right back.
Yeah, and what a good timeout by Coach Kennedy. Allowed Coach Zina to make up a different play call based off the formation. They bring Parker Howe from his linebacker position on a late blitz outside instead of inside. He gets the sack because he made the tackle right when he got there, and a huge turnover on downs for the Cavemen defense.
Mark the ball at the 25-yard line. First down and 10 for Grants Pass on their own 25. Let's see, two men split the left-hand side, one to the left-hand side. Berg is the tailback in the pistol right now behind Rosetta. Rosetta standing on the 20-yard line, gets a snap, hands it immediately to Berg. Berg gets the line of scrimmage and doesn't find very much room there. Maybe a half-yard gain on the play. Well, going to give him a yard on the spot.
Yeah, there hasn't been much room for Berg in the second half to run through. Sheldon defense has been pretty stingy so far in the second half, making the Cavemen really work for it.
27-10 the score. 6:42 to play. Cavemen football here on KAJO Grants Pass, Oregon. Thank you much for joining us tonight. If you watched that dull football baseball game earlier, we're glad to have you here with us. 2 minutes split the left-hand side, two to the right-hand side. Bassett up as a blocking back right now. There's the snap, and they give to Berg. Hold this time off the 30-yard line, off the 35 to the 40. Spins across the two about the 47-yard line. So Berg finds some running room this time. They're going to mark him at the 46, and we've got a flag down back. Oh, it's against Grant's pass. Flag is resting on the 24-yard line. Never mind.
Great run by Berg, and I think the bummer part is the holding call's on the right-hand side of the line of scrimmage, and Berg ran to the left side of the line of scrimmage, so it really wouldn't have mattered for the Cavemen running play. First time we've really seen there be a lot of room for Berg to run through, and he took advantage of it. Unfortunately, going to march the Cavemen back and now create a second long.
So the ball goes back to the 16-yard line. We need to get back out to the 35. Second down for the Cavemen. One man split to the left-hand side. Two to the right-hand side. Out of the pistol again. And hard count. Almost got the Irish offsides. Rosetta was pointing, but no flag flew. Looked like their nose guard jumped, but not enough. There's the snap. Pass to flat, left-hand side. It's completed the 15-yard line out to the 20, 25, the 30-yard line, across the 40-yard line, and is pulled down on about the 42-yard line.
Yeah, they go back to that bubble screen to Hill. And what Hill does a good job is he sets everybody up. He acts like he's going to come back inside, and then he gets back outside to Bowen, who does a good job blocking at the wide receiver position on the outside, and then does a really even smarter heads-up thing, was instead of taking on the guys or running out of bounds, he actually just slides like a quarterback, which keeps his clock running, which is super important because there's only 5 minutes left. Cademan lead by 17. Irish only have two timeouts left, so now the clock is really not in the Irish's favor.
First down and 10 from the 41-yard line for the Grants Pass Cademan. 2 men split left, one to the right-hand side. That's the narrow side of the field. They're staying in the pistol with a Bird down the tailback. There's the snap. Rosetta wants to throw. Forced out of the pocket to the right-hand side. Runs himself. Goes to the right-hand side. Slides down at the 50-yard line. It'll depend on the spot. I think they're going to call him on the 49-yard line. Shy of the first down, he'll pick up 8 on the run.
Yeah, and another good heads-up play by Rosetta there as well. He gets outside the pocket to the right-hand side. Scrambles. Once he gets past the line of scrimmage, he gets to where the Irish are getting close. And then he also slides down in bounds, which, again, keeps his clock running for the Irish, or for the Cayman.
Second down and 2, ball at the 48-yard line, Grant's pass. Up the line of scrimmage, 2 men split to the left-hand side, 1 to the right-hand side. Again, staying in the pistol with Berg, the tailback. Pass it in as a fullback. There's the snap, the give to Berg, off left tackle. This time there's a hole, breaks through to the right-hand side. Still on his feet across the 40-yard line, down to about the 35, 36-yard line. This time Berg gets a break. To the 35, 15, 17-yard scamper by Berg that time.
And he finally had a hole to run through on the left-hand side. The left-hand side has really been doing a good job. Hernandez and Titan Davis are the two blockers on this left-hand side. Have been really creating a wall for him. Had a big old nice little hole, and Berg took full advantage.
Cademan getting the call in from the sidelines. Trailer split to the left-hand side. 2 men split to the right-hand side. Out of the pistol still. Rosetta taking all the time he needs. And again, the give to Berg off right-hand side. Gets to the line of scrimmage. Gets a yard or two. He'll get about to the 31, 32-yard line. I got to give him 1 on that one.
And right now the Cayman are in zero hurry to run any offensive plays. They're trying to use the full 25-second clock. So a short run like that, especially with how much time is left, is really an okay play for the Cayman because now we're under 3 minutes left in this football game.
2:50 running down. 2 men split to the right-hand side. Slot right this time for Bassett out of the shotgun this time. Trailer all alone left-hand side. There's the snap. They fake to him. Pass to Bassett. Bassett breaks free. Across the 10. Across the 5. Down inside to almost the 2 or 3 yard line.
That's the second time tonight Bassett's caught one of those RPOs with the little tight end dump right behind the linebackers. This time doesn't get quite as far as he did the last time, but still gets within, inside the 5 yard line, but doesn't get the touchdown. Yeah.
1 man split to the right-hand side. Cademan inside the 5-yard line at the 4. First down. First and goal. Out of the pistol. 2 men split to the left. 1 to the right-hand side this time. Using all the time in the world. Rosetta sees it. Gives a bird to Berg. And Berg slips into the end zone. Touchdown. 1:51 on the clock. And Berg scores from the 4. About 28 yards net tonight. First rushing touchdown for Berg. First rushing touchdown for the Cademan tonight. 4 through the air. Makes it 33-10. And Cademan breathe a little easier now with the clock on their side. Tie for point after coming off the toe of Alejandro Leon. So Leon has it lined up. There's the snap. The kick is up. Looks good. And the officials say it is good. It's 34-10. Grants Pass leading the Sheldon Irish. We'll be back with a kickoff after this one-minute caveman timeout.
A recent Clouser Drilling customer shares her experience.
This is Susan from Griffin Creek. And listen, if you need a new well, I want you to call Clouser Drilling right away. They were absolutely fantastic. Everything from locating the water to the drilling process itself. Their staff was top-notch, thorough, professional, on time, precise, friendly, answered all my questions, and believe me, I had a lot of them. You won't regret it. Call Clouser Drilling.
Visit ClouserDrilling.com.
Is your home energy efficient? Poorly sealed windows, lack of insulation, hidden holes in your attic, your basement, and crawl space can mean you're paying to cool or heat the outdoors. Don't do that. Keep money in your pocket and call for an energy audit today with Indoor Airman. Plus, the higher the energy score is on your home, the better resale value you have. 541-295-3204. Indoor Airman, your energy conservation specialist.
Welcome back, everyone. Caveman teeing up the football, getting ready to put it back into play with a minute 51 left to play here in the fourth period. Caveman trying to sew this one up, leading right now by 24 points. Leon taking his time. He's ready. Begins to address the football and puts his toe to it. And this one bounces early and is fielded about on the 5-yard line. Man brings it back up the right-hand side, looks for a block or two, and only finds blue-shirted blockers there that take him down about the 16-yard line. First down and 10 for the Sheldon Irish there. More football action tomorrow right here on this radio station as the Wisconsin Badgers go into Autzen Stadium. And you can hear all that right here. Pre-game starts at 2, kickoff at 4 o'clock. That's where the action is at Autzen Stadium tomorrow. And we'll be on the air next Friday night live from West Salem. Trips to the right-hand side. Two men to the left-hand side right now. Oh, pardon me. There's the snap. No gain. It looks like man went down about on the 15-yard line.
Yeah, we're seeing a lot of backups in for the Irish as well, and you're going to start seeing a flood of cavemen getting their backups in as well.
Yeah, Keegan Welch is the quarterback now, number 10. So we've got three men to the left-hand side, one to the right-hand side. We'll check the running back in a moment. So Welch turns, gives the ball to the tailback left-hand side. I believe that's still Hall going to the left-hand side. Turns the corner on the right-hand side across the 30-yard line, the 35 out to about the 40-yard line. Big gain there, 24 yards.
And I'm going to begin to sound like a broken record, but as soon as the snap happened, the Cavemen had guys in play, but all of a sudden a couple missed tackles and they gets outside for a big gain.
Trips the right-hand side. One man to the left-hand side right now. Out of the shotgun again. And young Welch, also a sophomore, takes the snap. Turns and gives it to the tailback again. Straight up the center this time, just off guard. And finds no room to run.
Yeah, ran right into the arms of Titan Davis again that time. Surprised Davis and a couple of those defensive linemen aren't getting a break yet. But I think that the coaching staff of the game and just trying to make sure there was no other big gains.
And with the clock running down, the two teams going to meet in the middle of the field. Final score, ladies and gentlemen, the Grants Pass Cavemen 34, the Irish of Sheldon High School 10. We'll be back and recap it all for you folks right after this two-minute caveman timeout.
From the woods to the fields to the gridiron, Black Flag Armory is proud to support all sports enthusiasts. Outfit yourself with all the proper gear for a successful hunting season with proper accessories, scopes, cases, slings, cleaning accessories, all the popular ammunitions, plus the hard-to-find ones. Black Flag is more than hunting with everyday carry guns and accessories available on Redwood Avenue Monday through Saturday in front of the Cedarwood. Then hurry in from the field for Friday night kickoff with the Caveman.
Tired of the insurance runaround? At Insurance Lounge, we do things differently. Open 7 days a week. We make it easy to get coverage when it works for you. Our licensed agents? Non-commissioned. That means no pressure, just honest advice tailored to your needs. And as an independent broker, we shop multiple top carriers to find the best value on home and auto, Medicare and health, even help with retirement solutions to protect your hard-earned savings. With 4 locations in Oregon, visit your local stores in Grants Pass or Medford today. Your one-stop shop for all your insurance needs.
Farmers Building Supply, your local do-it-best stores in Grants Pass and Cave Junction, is proud to sponsor the Grants Pass Cavemen. We love the excitement of supporting our local athletes, whether at home or taking the competition on the road. No matter whether a home or away game, you can always catch us supporting our Grants Pass Cavemen, just like Grants Pass supports our family-owned store. Go Cavemen! Farmers Building Supply, creating confident solutions together for your home, farm, and ranch.
It's fall, and you know what that means. It's time for pumpkin spice and everything nice. Coming to Kelly's Automotive Service in Grants Pass and Medford for your pumpkin spice oil change. You thought 1040 weight oil was great. Wait till you try our special blend with cinnamon and nutmeg. Okay, we don't really have pumpkin spice oil changes. We do have the ability to keep your manufacturer's warranty in effect, have great coffee, snacks, Wi-Fi, comfortable waiting rooms, and the best staff around. Kelly's Automotive Service, where we service your vehicle but take care of you.
Welcome back. Time to recap tonight's statistics. Would you recap the scoring for us, Mr. Morgan?
Yeah, so with 9:44 left in the third quarter, a 36-yard touchdown pass from Rosetta to Brevik Hill with a PAT good from Leon to make it 27-3 Grants Pass. Then with a minute 13 left in the third quarter, there was a 15-yard run by the Irish. PAT was good to make it 27-10. And then with a minute 51 left in your fourth quarter, a 4-yard touchdown run by Berg. PAT was good by Leon to make it 34-10, which was your final score.
All right, individual numbers. First of all, for the Grants Pass Cavemen, Trevor Trayton Powers, 70 yards all in the first half, did not play in the second half. We're still waiting on a word on that young man's condition. He was on the sidelines. Weston Berg in the second half, I have him for 8 carries, 28 yards, and a rushing touchdown. Jordan Rosetta, I have him 4 carries for 39 yards. That's 137 yards on the ground for the Grants Pass Cavemen. Rosetta threw 13 of 17 passes for 246 yards and 4 scores, 383 yards generated by the Grants Pass offense compared to about 300 generated by the Sheldon Irish. They were 10 of 18 throwing the football, about 167 yards. Let's see, the young Mr. Hall, I had him for 22 carries, 148 yards. There was a couple of losses on plays for the quarterback, about 15 yards. Make it 133 yards on the ground, 167 through the air on their 4 of 20 showing. And they generated about 300 yards. Well, that's the basic numbers that we have for you tonight. We'll talk about the player of the game after this one-minute caveman timeout.
Tired of driving down that rough and bumpy driveway?
Let Moser Paving smooth out your driveway with grading, gravel, and some smooth and beautiful paving. Moser has been paving the way since 1965, so call the company that does it all. Utilities, demolition, leveling, rock deliveries, and of course, paving. Call the pros at Moser Paving, 479-2424. And don't forget to call Moser for your next rock delivery. That's 479-2424. Remember, 479-2424.
Savings and services available every day at Plaza Sewing and Vacuuming, along with all the supplies you need. Did you realize that knitting, quilting, crocheting, crafting, and sewing increases your mental acuity and physical dexterity? Everything you need is at Plaza and always at Plaza's pleasing prices. Plus, Plaza's technicians are prepared to keep your vacuum at its peak with all the accessories you need. Open from 9:30 to 5 Monday through Friday, till 4 on Saturday, and noon to 4 on Sundays on 6th between H and I at Plaza Sewing and Vacuum.
Welcome back, everyone. Glad to have you here with us. Tonight's player of the game is brought to you by Valvoline Instant Oil Change, and lots of things go into that. You know, how many catches did you make? How many yards did you generate? How many times did you score? How many tackles did you make? How many sacks did you make? We've talked about all of that right now in all of that 60 seconds that we had coming into it to evaluate that. Of course, the evaluation starts the minute the football is kicked off in the first quarter. We'll tell you who that is when we come back right after this from our good friends at Valvoline Instant Oil Change.
Valvoline Instant Oil Change is still the one you can trust when it comes to all your vehicle maintenance. They provide oil change services as well as other services like serpentine belt replacement, transmission, and radiator service. Valvoline Instant Oil Change is your one stop for friendly, certified technicians and convenient drive-through service with no appointment necessary. They are still in that great and convenient location right next to Sea Casa Flores, the corner of the Parkway and F Street. Valvoline Instant Oil Change.
Defense really stepped up tonight for Grants Pass, and right in the middle of everything was number 18, Jet Stewart. And so he's going to be our player of the game. Sacks and tackles, and always disrupting the Irish offense. For the defense tonight, number 18, Jet Stewart, our player of the game. We'll wrap things up right after this 1 minute caveman timeout.
For more than 50 years, Abby's Legendary Pizza has been a go-to spot for post-game gatherings. Whether celebrating a big win or the achievement of competing well with their teammates, young athletes and their families know exactly what they'll find at Abby's. Our own team of dedicated employees, serving up delicious traditional style pizza in a friendly atmosphere. So good luck this season, athletes. Compete well. We'll see you after the game at Abby's, a legendary pizza tradition. Yum.
A recent Clouser Drilling customer shares her experience.
This is Susan from Griffin Creek. And listen, if you need a new well, I want you to call Clouser Drilling right away. They were absolutely fantastic. Everything from locating the water to the drilling process itself. Their staff was top-notch, thorough, professional, on time, precise, friendly. Answered all my questions, and believe me, I had a lot of them. You won't regret it. Call Clouser Drilling.
Visit ClouserDrilling.com.
Welcome back, everyone. Well, whale of a game, 34-10, the final score. Grants Pass wins that one. We want to remind you about, once again, the Wisconsin Badgers taking on the Ducks at Autzen Stadium tomorrow. You can hear that game here live with the Grants Pass alum Jerry Allen on the call on the radio. That gets underway at 4 o'clock, pregame at 2 o'clock right here on the radio. Next week, we're at West Salem, headed that way for the final regular season game. We'll see where the Cavemen come out in terms of playoffs. We'll have all that for you. And the final thought tonight, a strange game.
It was a strange game. You know, I think we've been talking about it since probably week two, since the first time we heard it, you know, that Sheldon was in a down year. Now that we've seen it in person, I would definitely say Sheldon's a down year. Not to take anything away from the Cavemen, big 34-10 win. But that's definitely not the Sheldon team we're used to seeing on a year-to-year basis. Like you mentioned, they're definitely not loaded with four D1 athletes. They're going to, you know, Oregon and Montana and all these schools that you usually hear Sheldon players going to. So definitely a younger Sheldon team. It showed the Cavemen defense, I thought, you know, definitely should get more recognition, especially after tonight's game, than I think some people want to give them credit for. I thought the defensive line was absolutely incredible tonight, which it's going to need to take that into next week and build off of that. I mean, Powers is somewhat of a big loss. It looked like to me when you get your shoulder pads and helmet taken away, but it's still in your pants and you're still walking. I'm assuming it's a concussion. I mean, I don't want to get anybody in trouble, obviously, but that's usually the sign of a concussion. So hopefully we get him back next week. If not, you know, take another week off and you will have him back for whatever playoff run the Cavemen get to have. But tough West Salem team, you know, traveling on the road again to Salem. The Cavemen are a very, very different football team at home than they are on the road. If the Cavemen can somehow figure out how to take this Cavemen football team on the road, they're a dangerous football team, but we just haven't quite seen this group travel well so far this year. And I know that Coach Kennedy would agree they're a much different team at home than they are on the road. Unfortunately, they get caught on the road a lot this year, especially on those trips to Salem. So got to do another one this next week, and hopefully the winning tonight and depending on what happens next week puts them in a good spot, you know, for a playoff run, whatever that may be. But if you're Coach Kennedy, you got to be proud of this group. You know, they didn't listen to the hype of whatever Sheldon was going to be, and they definitely, after that ugly first quarter, put their head down and got a big, big win. And hopefully we see some of this momentum carry next week. But again, we got to have this group of Cavemen football players travel up north and play the same way they do here on Ingram, you know, hopefully, and give West Salem a tough test on the road next week.
And continue to rack up the miles next Friday night into West Salem. Hope you'll join us right here on KAJO Radio. Well, for Aaron Stone, staffing radio control, executive producer is Brian Deonte. Color commentary, Zach Morgan. I'm Chuck Benson reminding you the final score tonight, the Grants Pass Cavemen 34, the Sheldon Irish 10. Good night, everyone.
You've been listening to Caveman Football on KAJO. Please thank the fine sponsors who've made this presentation possible. And keep listening for our next sports presentation. This Caveman Football game is the copyrighted production of Grants Pass Broadcasting. Any retransmission or rebroadcast of the game without the expressed written consent of Grants Pass Broadcasting is strictly prohibited.